old.
Listen here, ignorant son of a.
What? Motherfucker,
I
what?
Listen
to me, motherfucker. You don't talk to me like that. I'm a grown man with children, motherfucker.
They probably pulled your moms and your dads and your moms. Have a good night, sir.
Puta madre. Come there.
You're listening to Madhouse Live. Live. On the largest prank call station in the nation. In the nation. Prank Call Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, for those in attendance and back watching around the world, live
this song is called Time. Time. Yeah. Time from the motion picture of The Champion from 1973. Check it out. Francis Ford Coppola movie. Yeah. Movie Machines. Here for Movie Machines. Yeah. Milkman is here, speaking to champions. He used to be a domino champion in the Virgin Islands. Would you ever play dominoes again, Milkman?
Dude, in my former lifetime, dude, I used to play by satellite link only, dude. I was a reigning champion. You know, my title's yet to be redefended. So
yeah,
anybody in ready for a dominoes, domino off, I'm up for it.
Shit. Yeah, Milkman played dominoes in some pretty scary places, as a matter of fact. You know?
Dude, you go up there to five corners, right? And that's where it's hardcore, buddy. Now, if you've ever seen it, man, they're slapping those cards down. That's what they call the domino. They call them cards. They're slapping them things down like bricks, man. And they're putting money on them. That, you know, them cards go anywhere from $5 to $20 if you play an hard game.
Yeah, man. Yeah, called them bones where I was from. In high school, we played with the black kids, the Puerto Ricans and the black kids. We used to play dominoes together, especially freshman year. We played dominoes and we played cards. We played a version of fucking gin that was called Tonk. Tonk, man. That was the game.
Yeah, Tonk, dude. They play that in the country. They play that in your redneck hill.
Yeah.
Back where, in the Amish country, right?
Tonk, man. Tonk was the game, man. It was like a
Tonk's
three...
hardcore, bro.
It was like a three-card rummy, a three-card gin game, I think, right? You made little books.
You do tricks and suits, that kind of shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you had to match three straight, like so 6, 7,
okay.
8, Jack, Queen, King.
That's suits and tricks.
Yeah. Or
the game.
Or the numbers or matching like 4, 4, 4, 7, 7, 7.
Right, that's a run.
Yeah. So every time you drop down either a straight, a three card straight, or a three of a kind, you could also drop down one of your cards, and you won when you were out of cards in your hand. But when
so first to go out.
Yeah, but for example, if me and you are playing and you drop down a three of a con, you drop down a three jokers, let's say, right? If I have a joker in my hand, I can drop down my joker at the end of yours to complete the straight, four of a kind. And then I can discard. Yeah, so I can actually block you if I have. Yes, yeah, so it's really, you can do that at any time. You could technically tonk out at the begin if you had like a, if like your card had like a low, like if your hand when you got dealt was a low value, like twos, threes, and aces. If you only had like 5 points altogether added up or seven, you could just say I'm tonking out, lay down all your cards, and if you had the least number of points, you won. Yeah. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, tonking out.
Fucking leave him on the bag, bro.
Dude, Tonk was the fucking game, and I never heard of that since high school. But yeah, it is.
You know who's good at that?
What?
My mom is great. She's really good at that game, bro.
She can play some Tonk?
Wow, yeah, my mom's really good at that. She's a winner, man. She knows how to play that game.
Yeah, all right, here's the deal. According to Wikipedia, in some places, it is a popular pastime for workers on their lunch breaks to play Tonk. It combines features of Knock Rummy and Konkian. I never heard of that. Konkian. It's a relatively fast game that can be played in fast, short periods. Tonk is usually played for money. Each player plays a stake, the winner of the hand, blah, 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 standard. 52-card deck is used. Each card has a point. Yeah, so whatever, what I just said. Players are dealt 3, 5, 7, or 12 cards, depending on the number of players. The dealer turns up the first undealt card as the start of the discard pile. Players total up the points in their hand. If a player has 50 points, he says tonk. Also, you're not supposed to tonk out at the beginning. Oh, if you have less than 50 points, you can tonk out at any time. Yeah, that's when you tonk out. Anyway, I'm not going to get into the description of the game Tonk. Maybe a lot of you know. If you're in the chat room and you know, share with the person who doesn't know next to you and let them know what it means.
It is a fun, fast-ass fuck you up people game, man. You can really kick some ass, man, in a few minutes.
Dude, is there some Tonk online? Let me see if there's Tonk online.
That would be fun, dude. Get on like your fucking Android,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man, if I could play Tonk online. Yeah, there is. There is a multiplayer card game, the world's number one Tonk game. Tonk Online. It's at playtonkonline.com, everybody. I have never played it. I just discovered it. So there you go. They're showing it. It's also available as an app on the App Store.
Nice, Apple App Store. Dude. I'm gonna get this on Gort connection, man. Send that to me on the Gort, yeah. Please, man.
We'll get on the same Tonk server and everything. We'll
some fun, dude. Seriously, yeah, man. I love that game, man. That's fun.
Yeah. Or, you know, we can bet some money, too, you know?
Well, if you feel like losing money, dude, I mean, I'll hook you up.
All right. You don't have to be like that. Let me get the first call over here, Mr. Aggressive Gambler.
All right, dude. We'll change it from Madhouse Munchies and Gold Star Points. How's that?
Mr. Madhouse Hustler over there. Mr. Angry, Mean Madhouse Hustler. Someone has a brush guard for sale. He spelt guard wrong. It says Goward. But hey, let's call him, man. Yeah.
Please enjoy this Verizon Ringback tone while you're
partying. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, once again. As if we never left. Tim TV on blog.
Matt Hillock.
Hello.
Yeah. Is this a real person?
Yeah.
Hi, yes, ma'am. I see you have a brush guard for sale.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I was wondering, you're not sure what it goes on. Can you describe it to me real quick, the brush guard? I might be able to utilize it here on my plantation machine.
Uh-huh. What kind of vehicles do you have on this plantation?
I have several. Well, it's a plantation machine. It's not. I don't have a plantation. I have a ranch. Excuse you.
Okay.
Anyway.
It bolts on the four bolts at the bottom. Okay. I think that it either goes on an Expedition or a Silverado. I'm really not sure.
Okay, all right.
I had it on a Ford F-150, but it didn't fit across the bumper, and I took it off because it was going to do more damage than it was going to do good.
Yeah, but I drive, I drive a Ram, Dodge Ram, and I drive it through the woods and the brush out here. I got,
yeah.
You know where Horse Machine Ranch is, sweetie?
No.
Yeah, out here, sweetie, there's a area that is kind of just new development area. They got 25 and 30-acre ranches, brand new homes, and you got 20 to 35 acres. It's called Horse Machine Ranch. Yeah, and every one of the parcels here has a creek front or a creek part on the creek bed, and also has substantial, like about 50% woods and then about 50% field, 35% open field that you can put your ranch on that they build. It has a basement and everything. I've got independent water. That I can get from an independent water table on the ground via pump. And so, I mean, we're preppers, you know, so if the shit goes, I'm sorry to curse, but if the SHIT were to go down, you know, we have our own water source. We don't have to worry about municipal water, you know. and all the crap that they put in it too. You know, there's did you know there's like a lot of like psychological drugs and stuff, pharmaceutical drugs that end up in the water supply.
Yeah,
it's bad. Yeah, but I need that brush guard. Yeah, I need that brush guard because we got like a. There's like a wild dog colony here. I guess what happened was about 10 years ago, there was a 101 Dalmatians movie that came out. And a lot of people locally bought little puppy Dalmatians for their kids. And then the Dalmatians grew up. And Dalmatians are bad dogs. They misbehave. They're one of the worst dogs. They're one of the dumbest dogs. And they're one of the most vicious dogs. And so they a lot of people dumped these Dalmatians, and there's like a half Dalmatian and half German Shepherd colony out here now. They're running. You didn't see the article in the newspaper? They actually tracking them. The university is tracking them to see how they operate in their pack. They've tracked three separate packs. There was one main pack. And then two separate packs took over. So they call them like Alpha, Bravo, and Charlie. And they're at odds with each other. But we got some of the Bravo pack is settling in here. But we got an agreement with Alpha pack that we won't harbor any of Bravo. So what I do is I've been putting just chasing them off of here. I just, you know, I chase after them a truck. I go up the hill real fast, like that. And it works, but I need something I can make contact with them without messing up my front of my vehicle. So I figured I put the brush guard. I can just hit those motherfuckers, you know, and go right over them and everything after I decapacitate and break their spinal columns.
Yeah. I mean, you're more than welcome to come and look at it.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, Do you have it on the vehicle now? Can you come drive and I'll see it?
No, I've got it took off. I've got it locked up in the building around behind the house.
Motherfucker, man. All right, so what do we do? Do you want to meet first in a public place and we can smell each other's bodies and see if we're okay to be proceed to come and look at it?
Where would you want to meet at?
Walmart's.
Yeah, that sounds good. Where are you at?
Well, I'm in Bulls Gap, but I can go wherever if you have a Walmart's near you.
I'm in Rogersville, so we can meet at the Rogersville Walmart.
The Rogersville Walmart's? All right, and when? Tomorrow during the day when it's light?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm afraid that you could get like sexually attracted also to me, so I'd rather you see me when it's daytime.
I'm here, dude. Hey, dude.
Well, he's very effeminate.
Okay. Well, Tom is good for you.
He likes the ladies.
You're very effeminate. Oh, you like the ladies?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like to fuck them? Do you like to, like, lick their vaginas, suck on their clits and everything? You stick two fingers inside while you lick on their clit?
I don't feel comfortable talking about this.
Yeah, you don't really like it. I think you don't really like girls. Like, you're doing it now, but... Have you seen a dick, like another guy's dick before?
Yeah, no, you can just forget about it.
Oh, come on, man. Alright, whatever. Finally, they're gone.
I'll be your host this evening. I go by a couple of names.
Okay.
They call me a lot of names, a couple
to
my face.
Hermano.
Yes.
Hey, can you, I just sent you a text with some numbers, man. This is pretty fucking weird shit, dude. There's a number for a moyle, okay? The guy that goes around and, like, cuts off the skin off of a baby's penis, you know, when, like, for the Jewish sacrament.
Yeah.
Well, they got some weird one that was sucking on the baby's penis, it says, and gave an STD, and they sent me the number.
Oh, I can't call it. It's local. I can't.
Oh, Is there any, okay, can you do a workaround? Take a look at, there's some different numbers there. Can you do the, well, the 800's going to be tracked.
Yeah,
so,
it's I don't know, I can't.
Think about it anyway, because there's looks like there's some good material there. Is there a workaround you could do, or?
Well, I could give it to someone else later, and they could do it, but
No, I don't want this in waste. This is going to have to be you. Okay, well, hold on to it, and then we're going to do this for a workaround, then just keep that one.
I don't want to call, okay? One of the big rules is I try as much as I can not to call local.
Yeah. Okay, well, keep that one on file then, dude, because I don't want this to go to somebody else. This person asked for you to do it.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll figure it. You know what I could do? Maybe on someone else's show, I'll do the call. You know, that's a decent.
You're gonna have to let me know when you do it, bro. I'm not going to.
I'm kidding. I will. All right. Three.
All right. Don't be a bichito, man. This is this is one of your lifelong fans, one of your dearest fans, man.
Oh yeah.
So okay.
All right. My lifelong fan.
Thanks, man.
This goes from Nunu. That's what that means. Yeah. Is it Nunu?
Did you have any dreams about Lily? Because, like, Lily had those sexy dreams about you last week, man.
No, I didn't. I'm a married
man. Did you have any sexy dreams about, make sexy dreams about Lily on your brain spaces machines while you're sleeping?
I'm a married man with children. I'm a married man with children. I didn't do that. No.
You didn't make any sexy dreams? No. Oh, no. All right. Well, you just had sexy dreams with the Athenians then.
Listen, Lonesome Loser, sending in numbers. Lonesome Loser, yeah.
What? Lonesome Loser? Why are you talking about the numbers? This show for our brother. All right, man. You got my fist cut. This is going to be a good night.
Yeah.
Welcome home, number this man, Mr. J.
All right. We got Stephanie, who is, this is Flo from the Progressive Insurance commercials, you know, Big Flo. I think she's kind of cute.
She's pretty skanky in a skanky trash way.
Your international call cannot be completed.
I think she's Canadian, and I think that... No. Oh, I forgot to dial one. Whoops. Let's try that again. My international call. Shit, motherfucker.
I got a question. Could you do that number through the old car we used to do? Where would you call the...
No, I'm scared. No, I don't want police. All right, I don't want police here.
No, like we used to
police
do with the
coming.
Spoof card.
Police
well,
is
that
coming.
Works.
Hello?
If you call at the moment, please leave a message.
That's just a very quiet voicemail that was at that number. This is Celestino's New York Pizza. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an interesting name, Celestino. I knew a Celestino once. An old man.
Celestino's Oroville.
Yeah, hey. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm going to make an order.
Yeah, is that going to be for pickup or delivery?
Pickup.
All right, and what can I get for you?
One pizza.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Did you say a small?
No, just one pizza. One pizza.
We just have like a medium and an extra large. Is medium all right for
just
that?
One pizza.
I can't hear you very well. You're kind
of... Okay. Yeah. That's sure, sir. Whatever. One pizza.
Okay. And what did you want on that?
Let's see. I need it baked.
Pepperoni.
We need meat, cheese, sauce. Some garlic seasoning. Crust.
I can't hear you at all, I'm sorry.
The cheese, sauce. cheese and sauce. Warm.
Just cheese and sauce?
Yeah, with warm. Make it warm.
You don't want it cooked?
No, I want it warm.
Okay.
I want it cooked with heat, yes.
All right, so you want a medium pepperoni and then cooked lightly?
Yeah, cooked. Well, yeah, you would need to put it in an oven, you know? In the oven? Do you have an oven?
Yeah.
Yeah, you put it in the oven. You put it in there. And it has the thing goes on. It goes like that. When it goes inside, it goes moo. Okay. I don't know what else to do for a pizza other than say stupid shit like that.
We're gonna go through a couple of things tonight.
I got a different pizza place. Let's do the same thing. Let's be silly and stupid. Shakey's Pizza Parlor, Shapipi. Then we
gonna keep it. Dude, like if they don't have match, like heat, let's ask if they can do it with matches.
With energy.
Not do it with heat. Let's do it with matches. We want them to cook it with matches.
Yeah.
Genuine sulfur flavor. With the farmers.
Yeah, I like to make a fucking order.
Can I get your phone number?
Yes, it's...
Sir, your name?
Yeah. Oh, Hart. H-A-R-T.
And what would you like to order?
I only need one pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of pizza would you like?
A hot pizza.
What size?
Cooked. Cooked. Fully cooked. Hot pizza. Apply heat.
What? What size?
Like bologna size. Whatever. I need to stop doing these because that's not funny, man. Bologna size. I'm scraping the barrel intellectually. I'm not feeling pizza. Ugh. I don't know, I don't know.
When they ask size, confuse them and say side. I want it on the top side. Or cooked on the bottom side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want my toppings on the bottom side.
How can I help you today?
Yeah, put it in the oven.
Hello?
Yeah, I need you to put it in the oven. Come on, that's all I said to that guy. That was a new place. He's like, nope, click. How the boys gonna win? This is grown man B.I. Get you rolled in the triage, B.I. Your reach ain't long enough, Dunny. Your peeps ain't strong enough. Rockefeller is the army, ready at the Navy. Sure, we will kidnap your baby, spit at your lady. We bring knife to fist fight. Killed.
Thank you for calling Orville Round Hill Pizza. How may I help?
Yeah, I was calling to make an order.
Alright, what can I get for you today, sir?
I need you to put it in the oven.
Excuse me?
I need you to put one in the oven.
What's your house number? Is this for dine-in, to-go, or delivery?
To-go.
And can I have your phone number, please?
Shit.
Can I have your name, please?
Yeah, Hart. H-A-R-T. What? Did you say something?
Right, and no, what can I get for you today, sir?
Oh, I need you to put one in the oven.
What kind of pizza would you like, sir?
Just the main pizza. What? Say what?
We have...
Huh?
We have about 20 different combinations.
Go ahead. Well, okay, so sauce with heat. Sauce with heat. All right. Cheese on top. And then meat. All
right, 1 second, please.
Can I get meat? One meat. Wish I could hear and shit when it happens. Because then he's like, I got some motherfucker over here. He's saying he wants one. Some shit about with heat and meat. Oh, man. Now they won't pick up again. We lost Milkman in the process because he's a stupid motherfucker. So he won't confuse it with just rap music. ROC, we running this rap shit. BC, we running this rap shit. MEZ, running this rap shit. You zipped up in plastic when it happens, that's it. Freeway, we running this rap shit. Oh, it's Sparks, we running this
rap shit. No problem.
Hey, so when we need to come to an agreement, whenever my, whenever your phone drops in the middle of a prank call, I can't call you back right in the middle of the prank until it's over, because if they hear the ringing, they're probably going to hang up, you know? But it's my responsibility to call you back on your cell phone, Milkman, as soon as the prank ends, after, if it's an event where your call disconnects while we're in a prank call. Now, if it's while we're not on a prank call, then it's on me to call you back immediately at that point. What do you say with that? I think that's the right way to approach this technical tour de force that we're working on. Are you there? I'm talking. Hey. Hey. I think he has a customer. Who cares? I won't call you back if I don't want. How about that?
Yeah.
When I was pushing weight back in 88, you was a ballerina. I got the pictures, I seen you. Then you drop ship one, switching demeanor. Well, we don't believe you. You need more people. Rockefeller students of the game.
Give me the silent treatment. Nobody can read you, dudes, like shit. We do. Don't let them gas you like sugarous ass and won't clap you. Trust me on this. All right, more pizza. This is one of those take and bake places, so they don't have any heat there at all. Let's see if I can get some heat. I'm asking for exactly the opposite of what they provide. Of what their business model is.
Let's do it. Oh.
Hello? Wow, it's still connecting. There we go.
Thank you for calling Paul Murphy. This is Ricky.
Would you like to ask a question? Hey, this is Sexual Organs. I wanted to make an order.
Sorry, who is this?
My name is Cross.
You said Boss?
Cross.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. I need one pizza.
And what can I get for you today?
One pizza.
What kind of pizza would you like?
With heat.
I'm sorry?
With heat.
Say that one more time, please.
With heat. Heat.
With heat?
Yeah.
Like H-E-A-T?
There you go. You can spell, too. Yeah, heat.
Yeah, we do not heat our pizzas. Everything's fresh, taken.
Well,
baked.
You have heat there. You can apply heat. I will pay the extra charge for heat.
No, I'm sorry. We do not have heat.
Make it go.
At all.
Just
cold.
Fire up the oven over there. We'll make it heat.
Yeah, did you want to place an order on a pizza? Would you like to know what's on sale?
One cheese.
Okay, what size? We have medium, large, or family. Large
with sauce.
It's 14-inch, and family is 16-inch.
I need sauce.
What's that?
Seasoning.
I'm sorry, can
crust,
you order a pizza, please?
One crust.
Sorry?
One crust.
Is this a prank call, sir?
No.
What are you asking?
One pizza. I'm trying to make an order for one pizza.
You order a large cheese, correct?
Large cheese with meat.
What kind of meat?
Well, I guess you don't have hot meat, do you?
Sorry, we don't. I'm sorry.
So...
I know you're
But along with celebrity comes about 70 shots to your brain, homie. Use
the I could say, oh, the pizza's cold. I bet no one's ever come up with that one. Trash had a spark when you started, but now you're just garbage. Fell from top 10 to not mention at all. To your body, got Uchi Wally's verse better than yours. Matter of fact, you had the worst flow on the whole entire. All right, here's the Southside Mini Mart. Yeah, Southside. Careers come to an end. It's only so long, fake thugs of a 10. Homie, you ain't living, you witnessed it. Started with me saying my name was Sexual Organs. I showed you your first tech going to with Lars Professor. Then I heard your album by your Hi, my name is Sexual Organs. What the fuck? Who says that? Look, man, you're on hold. I mean, you're on mute, sir. If you don't know, you're on mute. Just let you know, I can't hear you. You said you've been in this pain, I've been in it five. Smart enough, Nas. 4 albums in 10 years, homie, I could divide. That's one of me. Two of the things was new. One was, the other was Illmatic. That's the one hot album every 10-year average.
Oh, Mini Mart?
Yeah, hi. How are you, honey?
Hello?
How are you, honey, baby?
Who are you?
Yeah, I'm calling to make an order.
Okay, but we're both not here. Go home.
Yeah, well, you need to get the fucking order, motherfucker. You need to listen, Sharmuta.
Same to you, brother.
Yeah?
Same to you, brother.
Banchot, Sharmuta? What are you? What's the problem? Come on. Shame on you. Same to you. Of course the boss ain't there. It's Sunday night. Fucker. You cats gonna learn to respect the king. Don't be the next contestant on that unplugged screen because you know... Yeah, you know what, but you know who. Let's just keep that between me and you, ma. R-O-C, we running this way. Hello?
590. Hanji.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
How many $20 bills you have in your cash register right now?
Many, too many.
Oh, good. I'm coming in with a bag, okay?
Don't worry, buddy.
Okay.
Come on.
All right, and I'm gonna
Come on, man.
I'm gonna show you my penis. You hear me? Hello. Yeah. I'm coming with the Winn-Dixie bag. I should not have said that. That's really bad to say. Hey, I'm gonna come rob your store. Oh. That was a bad idea, folks. I should never do that. I'm sorry. Don't do that ever. Bad. Where are my ladies at out there?
Help me out. Big Zipper.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I'd like to make an order.
Order what?
One liquor.
Liquor what?
One clear liquor, please. How much is?
What? Which one?
One, the clear liquor, the clear one, how much is?
What kind of clear? I have too many clear.
Sharmuta, do you have that?
Your mother?
No, motherfucker. Your mother. Ulu. No, not Ulu. Olmec Sharmuta. Hello? Hello? Please? He already hung up. Yeah, Sharmuta. I forget what that means. I think it means a dog or son of a dog in Arabic. Let me see. Sharmuta. I love girls, 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 girls. Means slut or whore in Arabic. Ah, well, that's why he said your mother. Nice. Sharmuta means slut or whore.
Pichichito. Okay, I had a customer, man. I'm ready to pick up again.
You come, she bounce to you. Listen, sugar man, I don't care if you rap, you better R-E-S-P-E-C-T-M-E. I got this French chick that love the French kiss. She thinks she's Bo Derek. We're here in the
Hello, twist. We are not available now.
He's not picking up again. I got the All right, the next one.
Are you the nigga with the shower cap making nasty?
Making nasty rhymes. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, that's you, baby.
You remember that song?
All the way. I can see you with that Puerto Rican shower cap, right? You
Puerto
know
Rican
what I'm talking
flag
about.
Shower
dude.
Cap? Puerto Rican flag shower cap. Hell yeah, man.
You know they put that shit on, bro. You know what I'm talking about. Everyone has to have the dudes are styling, right?
You know I got
Raymond used to do. Yeah, Raymond used to do that shit, but the shower cap.
All right, here's Alternative Accessories Smoke Shop.
I'll start you so dizzy now. You got your call again.
What did I do? Oh, I included a one when I didn't need one. We did a blunt. There we go. I can do this. I can do it.
That's my heart. Baby girl, so thorough. She been with me from the start. Hit my spot at all. Hit my spot at all.
Hello.
Ladies and Gay
Garvo. Yeah, hi. I was looking for Sharmuta.
No one works here by that name.
Oh, is there a Arabic man there or in Hindu?
No, there's not.
Is this a black place, like a black owned?
No.
Oh, who owns this? White people's?
I don't know.
Oh, nice, nice. What? You're blessed to have white skin, huh? Isn't it beautiful? Yeah. Yeah, never mind. I got no stereotypes to work with there. She's a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. And by nature, not really funny. It's like British humor. Blaze and Jays. This has to be the shit right here. This isn't Chico, California. Maybe these are some Mexicans.
Blaze and Jays, Chico.
Yeah, is this a Mexican place?
No, it's a smoke shop.
Okay, like it's not like a Mexican kind of place. A lot of Mexican or Hispanic people there?
Not currently, no.
Are there any working there?
No.
And no black people either, right? Like, come there a lot?
I'm not sure why.
Because I don't really, they kind of give me the heebie-jeebies. I don't really like to go up where they're at too much.
Well, that's very unfortunate. I'm sorry.
It is, because they take so much stuff and it's on them. You know, they don't ever really... They always come so close, but they always fall short in everything they do, and they get very distracted, like dogs looking at a shiny thing. And that's where they've kind of fallen behind. It is unfortunate. It sucks. It honestly does suck. And it keeps me up at night all the time thinking about the problem. All right, yeah, cool, all right, Milkman?
She didn't seem to care for that too much there. I don't know, man. What
did you say? Like dogs to a shiny object.
You know, the current trend is, you know, young whites want to be black. So, like, you have young blacks want to be white.
So, yeah, I'm not being racist. I'm just saying I don't like to be where they're at. Is that what I was doing? Because I was actually pretty philosophical and poetic about the plight of the black man. But I'm like, but I don't want to be near him. I don't want to be near him. But I know a lot about them and I feel their pain. But ugh, they're gross. What's that about?
Nah, you're not stereotyping or anything.
No.
You're not labeling.
I'm just choosing not to associate.
You're just speaking from experience, that's all.
I had to call ahead every store I go to. Make sure. Is this a Mexican place or a black person place? Oh, man.
Oh, that's not pretentious at all.
I was listening to a random show from last year, and I called a black guy picked up during a day show at a store, and I was like, I was like, you're African American? He's like, yeah. Like, oh wow. I told him, yeah, say something cool, man. Like, teach you something cool to say. He's like, what?
Like a circus dog doing tricks, right, for you.
Yeah, man, what's cool?
I've never seen one cool, man. Yeah, man,
man, you guys are cool. Tell me something cool I can say to people. Yeah, but we're gonna
get ethnic American.
Like I'm a wigger. Like, oh, what's up, man?
Dude, you're one hilarious one. Yeah.
Like I'm a wigger trying to learn. Oh my god.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's really funny. I mean, you know, like, because there's always been this, like, you know, fight of the cultures. And how after all this time, I mean, how like everybody wants to be the other side, man. You know, they're not where they are, but they really want to be, you know, but they don't want to say it. It's so funny. Isn't it really great? So why not play with it, dude? Because it is a crazy turn of events, dude. Actually want to be the worst person you thought of before, right? Like, oh, I'll be that guy. I'll be that, man. I'm white, but I'll pretend like I'm black. Yeah.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Do you hear music when that happens?
Rap for us now.
Milkman, when that just happened, do you hear music? Or do you just hear silence?
I do hear music.
It's like a hold song it plays.
Okay. Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, it stays on the whole time. I can't hear nothing else.
Hello?
Yeah, you have a 99 Buick Century. I'm sorry, that's my mechanic friend. He's on the line. You have a 99 Buick Century for sale?
No, it's already sold.
You fucking asshole. Why would you fucking do that?
Don't you be cussing me, sir.
Look, motherfucker, I needed to get that fucking car. Don't you be cussing me.
Why in the hell couldn't you call us and tell us ahead of time then, asshole? Because for it.
Yeah, post too. Yeah, post.
We'll give you a cheaper price for it, asshole. Why are you calling us?
Some people are nice enough and they'll say, we sold the blah, blah, blah. Thank you.
Hello?
Come on, man. Did they get it yet, or can I still get that shit off of you, motherfucker?
What are you talking about?
I'll make you a fucking better offer on that 99 Buick Century, fucking shit. Come on.
No, I don't guess you will. The car's already gone, buddy.
Well, tell me who took it so I can go over there and break the windows on it and shit. Who'd you sell it to?
No, I don't guess it's none of your business, and I don't appreciate you calling me talking like
what's
this.
What's your name,
don't
motherfucker?
Call back.
Don't you be calling me cussing.
Don't
cussing.
Worry about it.
Motherfucker, you. don't worry, motherfucker. Don't worry. Those are the rednecks used to fight in high school. The redneck kids. Don't worry, motherfucker. We gonna get you. We gonna get you. He just hung up. Damn. That was fun. Don't worry, someone has a tractor. Yeah. Well, that place, that guy has another phone number listed. I dialed the second number. Let's try his first. What the fuck did you do that, motherfucker? That's all I know to do if they have sold it already. It's like, alright, let's just crash the plane then.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
That was his house number we called earlier. Here's a place that had a yard sale this weekend. Sometimes these are good. Sometimes not so much. But let's find out. Jen likes these yard sale ones. Where is Jen? Fucker. I saw you had a yard sale.
Oh, yeah.
You got any of that shit left over?
No, we hauled it all off yesterday.
Ah, shit, motherfucker. I would have made you an offer and everything you have fucking left there. What'd you have left?
Just a bunch of junk, mainly.
You have any furniture left?
Didn't have, no, no.
Ah, shit, motherfucker. What'd you...
Hey, man, I don't want to hear that talk. Sorry.
I'm sorry. It's just the way I talk. What voice was that I was doing? That was a weird ass. Hey, motherfucker! You know I'm talking about them, love them, leave them, but I don't trust the needle. Take them out the hole, keep it looking good with diamond cuts that'll freeze them. First time they bust, I'm freezing. All right. Trust and believe them. In a cup where I keep them. Till I need a wall, till I need to beat it up. All right, here's another yard sale that occurred this weekend. Carlito Pile. Yeah, it's like a Gomer Pile. Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Alfred D. Newman from Mad Magazine. Definitely one of my early comedic influences when I was fucking in elementary school still.
Hello.
Hey, I saw you had a yard sale. Hello?
Do what?
You had a yard sale?
Yeah, we've done had one.
Yeah, you got any of that shit left over? I'll make you an offer and whatever you got fucking left there.
Who is this?
My name is Billy. I live here in Rogersville, and I travel around. I buy out yard sales after they're done. You got any of that stuff left? It's a pain in the ass to get rid of it and whatnot. Whatever doesn't sell, I'll make you an offer on it.
I'm not interested.
I make sexual toys out of them. I craft them on the sexual toys. Everything you got, I'll make a sex toy out of a TV remote, of old...
Listen here, you ignorant son of a...
What? Motherfucker, what? Listen to me, motherfucker. You don't talk to me like that. I'm a grown man with children, motherfucker.
I don't care who you are, and if you can't talk like somebody, don't talk back.
I'm talking like a man. You're talking like a pussy. I'll whoop your ass.
Oh, boy. We're having fun yet? What we doing, y'all? We doing...
You sound like Chuck on steroids. Really funny.
Call him back. Let's see if he picks up.
Hello?
Hello?
Be a man to talk to me. Come on, man. I don't mean to cuss on you. I'm sorry. Don't be like that, man.
If you need to talk to somebody, call somebody else. I don't need you bothering me.
Oh, come on, man. I'll show you. I'll suck your dick.
I don't know who you are, you stupid son of a bitch, but I don't have nothing to say to you. Do you understand me? I'm a halfway decent person. I have nothing to say to you.
I'll suck your dick. You ever get that done? I'll suck your dick, and I won't... I'll suck your dick.
This is a weird-ass redneck guy I'm doing.
I'll suck your dick. Come on. But I'm still big pimp and spend the cheese with Bumpy, Pimp, and Sympathy. We got chicks in the back of the truck, laughing it up. Take a man, that's the truck. Big pimp and spend the cheese. And we be big pimp and be LED.
Okay, we got another place here. Another number. They have a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know if it was a yard sale. It looks like it was just a bunch of shit for sale. So I'll call them. And then we're going to get back to Lonesome Loser numbers. He's sending in resorts and hotels in Puerto Rico.
Yes, you have reached the Altman's residence. We are unavailable.
I've left shit. Call him back.
You want some water?
I don't think we're getting anything. Okay, we're going to hang this up. And instead, I'm going to be calling the Island Republic of Puerto Rico, where there's a Holiday Hotel motel machine. All right, let's do it.
It's kind
of
warm. You want to share?
Oh, this is in Myrtle Beach, my bad.
Where's the love, y'all?
Hey, everybody, Morning Step 1. This is Javier. How may I help you?
Hey, motherfucker. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm calling to see about making a fucking order.
About what?
A fucking order.
Okay. What would you like to?
Alright. I want to make sure, the people that are going to make my food, are they like Puerto Ricans?
Yeah, they're very Puerto Rican, sir.
Is there any, can they wear gloves when they make it?
Any what?
Can they wear gloves when they make it then?
Yes, they're wearing gloves, sir.
The whole time? Like for everything?
The whole time.
Alright, will the waiter wear gloves? Like gloves?
Not being.
Will the waiter wear gloves?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. And in the bathroom, do you have paper towels or like a wind machine?
We have whatever you need, sir.
All right. Can I make a reservation then?
Yeah.
What do you need?
Your name and how many people at what time?
Aculo is the name.
Okay.
Aculo. And this is four people, one child is going to need a high-top chair, you know.
No problem.
Now, I can't have knives served at this because sometimes we fight with the knives. We get out of hand, and I cut the side of my wife's neck the last time we were at a steakhouse when they had those sharp knives. So.
Okay, no sharp knives.
Okay, all right. And then I'd like to make an order for what we're going to have.
And for when is this reservation, sir?
Yeah, for tonight, then.
Maybe tomorrow.
Is it late, motherfucker? It's too late?
It's closed right now, sir.
Yeah, you stupid son of a bitch. When can I have dinner the earliest tomorrow, motherfucker?
Tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Yeah, put it down for 4 p.m. then, motherfucking asshole.
Okay, sir.
Yeah. All right, fucking, and then write down fucking shit next to the name. Put down fucking shit.
Okay, no problem.
Fucking shit, asshole. Put that.
All right, thank you. All right. Have a good night, sir.
Put down that I'm going to be an asshole. Yeah, Puerto Rico.
Mr. El Culo.
What's up, Castle? Man, up because I got a little cheddar and my records moving up the stove.
Mr. El Culo.
Getting at me, young rapper spitting at me. My homie big, but thick in this thing exactly. More money, more problems, gotta move carefully. Cause cats hate when you getting money like athletes.
Here's the Sheraton, Old San Juan. I've called them before about a chicken in the elevator. Let's do that again. Let's start off by getting myself in the elevator here so I can move in. Yep. And then now we need a chicken machine.
Hi.
There we go, we have chicken, and let's call. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, I'm in the elevator.
This is the Sheraton Old San Juan.
Yeah, I'm in the elevator.
You're in the elevator?
Yeah. And, there's a chicken in here.
Really?
It's violent. Yeah, and I had to pop up the panel on the top of the elevator, and I climbed it, so I'm on top of the elevator right now.
Bum, bum.
All right.
Sheraton Security, Blake speaking.
Yeah, I'm in the elevator, in an elevator here.
Wait, give me 1 second.
All right.
Said what now?
I'm in the elevator.
Okay.
Okay, and there's a chicken in here. Like, it got real violent.
At first, it was kind of just sitting in the corner, but now it got real violent. I don't know if it's rabid or something like that.
What elevator are you in?
It's the main elevator. I mean, what I did is I ended up... I took out the panel on the top, and I'm on top of the elevator. I'm in the elevator shaft now, and the chicken is inside the elevator, and I'm standing on top in, like, the elevator shaft.
Sir, which shed of the one you are?
The one in Puerto Rico.
That's two Sheridans.
Yeah, the Puerto Rico one with the casino. The big one?
Which one? You have three Sheridan.
The big one? I don't know. I'm not from this country. I'm from America. I'm from Michigan. I don't know. I mean, is there more? You have more than one Sheridan? I didn't know you had that many on this country.
I think you're probably at the one at the convention center.
No, that's where the boat goes out of, the convention center, where the cruise ship leaves, right? No.
We're where the cruise ships are at right now. This is Sheridan Old San Juan.
That's the one I'm on.
All right, well, we're looking at the elevators right now, and they're all empty. So we're assuming that you're not here.
You think it's in the other one?
Yeah, definitely.
Can you call them and get them on the line? Because I don't speak this Puerto Rican Spanish. I can't speak it. I don't know. I have called another number, and it was this lady, and she was like, K. Oh my God. Hello.
Write down the convention center number.
I don't have anything to write down with. I'm on top of the elevator.
But I am the other one, so.
Can you connect, please? Please, help me. Holy Father. Holy Father.
Thank you for calling the Sheraton Old San Juan Hotel and Casino. Please hold on, and we'll be right with you.
Hello, it's getting hot in here, Daddy.
Sheraton Sweet Sleeper Bed, anywhere else in the world, except maybe your bedroom. You can now buy your own Sweet Sleeper Bed. The support of a firm mattress with the comfort of pillow top, the crisp linen, ask one of our associates how to get your own sleeper bed today. Our spectacular 7,000 square foot casino awaits you at the Sheraton Old San Juan Hotel in Chico. Trick over 350 slot machines. It's
come on, man.
Popular progressive jackpot. Try your luck at the table game, including blackjack, free card poker,
this chicken's scaring the hell out of me.
And roulette.
I'm going to call the Marriott while we're waiting.
We'd like you to be part of our Starwood Preferred Guest Facility if you're not already a member.
All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
All circuits are busy.
Around the world.
Oh, I missed a zero. That's one. Oops.
We're calling the Sheraton Old San. Please hold on, and we'll be right with you. Rediscover Sheraton Hotels and Resorts with $6 billion in enhancements and over 182 for newly renovated hotels. It's another Sheraton. www.sheraton.com for more information.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm in the elevator. There's a chicken in here. What? It went on hold. Shit. I gotta call back. Hang on.
Elevator's getting hot as hell.
We're not going to take it anymore.
There's hardly any room on top of the roof.
Thank you for going to San Juan Marriott. You're speaking. How can I assist you?
Mira, I'm on top of the elevator.
Excuse me?
I'm in the top of the elevator.
Which elevator?
I don't know which one. There was a chicken that came inside the elevator and it got real violent. And I had to climb up. I had to open the panel. Like, I kicked out the panel on the top of the elevator and I climbed up here.
Oh, and you're locked on the elevator?
I'm on top of the elevator inside the shaft. And there's a violent... The chicken is trying to attack me.
Okay, sir, but I will need you to get inside the elevator.
But the chicken is in there.
Inside the elevator?
Yes.
Yes, but the, let me patch you to the security.
Okay.
Latin Grill, surrounded by spectacular ocean views. Or relax with a pina colada and light fare at La Isla Beach Bar. Connect over lunch, dinner, or cocktails at the Red Coral Lounge. Rejuvenate at our Ocean Club Fitness Center.
Oh, that's a Rhode Island Red, man. Great attack.
The San Juan Marriott Resort and Rhode Island Spire Casino. Travel brilliantly.
You got too many spurs on it.
Don't splash any wires.
At Marriott, we are partnering with Travel.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Help.
Hello, yes.
Can you help me?
Where are you?
I'm on the elevator. I'm on it, and there's the chicken came inside the elevator. It's the floor. It stopped along the floor as a chicken got on, and it's really violent. It started attacking me, so I was able to crawl up on top of the elevator. In the elevator shaft, I removed the panel up top, and I'm up here. And the elevator stopped. The chicken came out one time. He was on top. He was flapping around on top of the elevator. He started, like, biting the cables, I think, and something. The whole thing stopped. So now I'm on top of the elevator, and there's a chicken underneath me inside the elevator, like in a pit.
Sir, huh? What part of the hotel are you?
On top of the elevator.
On what part of the elevator? I mean, what
on
floor?
I can't see the floor. All I see is the concrete. Hello, hang on. There's someone.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Can you hear
Hello.
Me? Hello.
Hello.
No, I'm talking to the other elevator. Hello.
Well, you know what? Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
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 Yeah.
You know what? I have vision of all the elevators, and I see no. Hello.
I'm here. Please help.
You know what? I have vision of all the elevators, and there's no chicken nowhere.
Listen, you fucking monkey! I need help, please. You fucking animal! Help me.
Listen, where? What hotel are you in?
In the San Juan Hotel.
Okay, and what elevator are you on?
It's the elevator. I don't know which one it is. It doesn't. This says LRT07 here on the side.
Okay, how did you get it? How did you get on top of the elevator?
I removed the top panel and then I crawled up.
Why you do that?
Because the chicken was attacking me inside the elevator.
You gotta be kidding me. A chicken attacking you?
It's in there right now. It's mad. It's insane, the chicken. It has red eyes.
Oh, really? Okay, Jonathan Hennedy. Okay, we're gonna check the elevators.
What?
Don't go anywhere.
Well, don't let me go. Stay on the phone, please.
All right.
Because I'm scared.
Okay. And where's the chicken right now?
Inside the elevator, and it's underneath me. Like, I can see him flapping around, and he's pecking a lot.
Okay, you stay where you're at. We're going to take care of it right now.
Like, he tries to fly, and he tries to get out of the hole on top, but he misses every time.
Okay.
Why is this happening?
Don't get off the line.
Why does this happen?
Don't get off the line. Don't get off the line.
All right. Well.
Chicken, come on, chicken, no. Chicken.
Hey, 719. Hell's KFC when you need them.
Chicken. No, chicken. He's not calming down. He's like in drugs or something. Chicken.
No, I know. You see how high he just jumped? He almost got stopped.
Marriott Rewards Program. As a Marriott Rewards member, you'll earn more than points. Marriott is on a journey to make you...
Hello?
Yeah, we're working.
We're what? Hello?
Yeah, we're working. Give me a second.
Where are you? What are you doing?
Working on it.
Aculo. 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 Aculo.
Eso, la tuya.
Puta madre.
La tuya.
No, you, motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
Hurry up. That chicken is bad. Some mean bad chicken. You're some mean bad chicken. And your mother's down there, and she's fucking herself with the chicken. She's fucking the chicken.
Really?
She put the whole chicken in her chocha.
Yeah, vaca de la madre.
She put the whole chicken in her chocha, and then it started flapping. She's like, ay, see?
Hi, papi.
Rejuvenated our Ocean Club fit.
You still there?
Hey.
Are you there?
No.
No?
Yeah.
No?
Why?
It's a letter of the alphabet.
Oh, wow, man. That's a good one in Puerto Rico. It's funny.
Ooh.
Wow, man. Yeah. Okay.
Hello?
Hey, honey.
Hello?
How are you, honey?
Are you still screwing the chicken?
Your mother's screwing the chicken. There's a chicken in your mother's pussy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we done here?
No, we're still looking for don't go nowhere.
I thought.
No, I gotta go. You're tracing.
I'm hungry.
You're tracing the number. No.
We already got your number.
No, don't trace the number. Stop it. No.
Call your local.
Already traced it. Too late for that.
No, come on, man. No, man. Come on. I'm on vacation.
Sorry.
Come on. I'm on vacation. No.
That's your stupid fault, motherfucker.
Come on. I'll suck your dick.
Well, tell me where you at.
Huh?
Tell me where you're at.
Do you know the Denny's on Isla Verde?
Denny's on Isla Verde? No, there's no Denny's on Isla Verde.
Yeah, there is.
No, there isn't.
There's a Denny's on Isla Verde. Yeah, there is. Come on, I'll suck your dick over here. I'll suck it.
You know you like it.
Well, you know what? It's too late, buddy.
Oh,
I already got your number.
Okay, all right.
You already.
Okay.
You already traced.
Okay.
So if I was you, I'd start running.
Okay, Jose. Okay.
All right.
Okay, Jose Pedro.
Pedro,
you. Okay, Garcia. Pedro Garcia.
You're the dumbest motherfuckers I ever saw.
Yeah, vato de la madre.
Hmm? Yeah, but your mom still fucks a chicken, right? I gotta start running, motherfucker. Can you believe he said that, Milkman?
And that guy right there was really, really, really dedicated to getting me out of the elevator shaft. But every time I hit the ground, I bounce up like round ball. Now I don't want to have to do a sound ball. I like that sound effect. That worked good, man.
looks crap. I got nephews to look after. I'm not looking at you dudes, I'm looking past you. I thought I told you cats, can I live? I told you 96 that I came to take this shit.
Thinking about taking a break already because I only ate
that
half
old San Juan you was calling there.
Yeah, old San Juan. Yeah, old San Juan. I take a break now. We're gonna have to go a long stretch at the end of the show, Milkman. I mean, are you okay with that? We've been on for an hour and 20. This is an early break, but I only ate half of my dinner, and now I'm feeling like I need to eat the rest of it. You know, I don't want an unsafe drop in my blood glucose. Maybe I'll go eat that real quick and we'll listen to this break that I set up for us.
Well, eat your dinner, dude. I'm eating mine right now. And we'll come back, we'll do our shit a little bit and finish up our segment, and then you guys do what the fuck you do later.
Yeah, I'm sorry for the early break, but I'm hungry and I'm going to go get that. But we'll come back. We'll got more prank calls to show. I got prank calls to do. I got numbers from Lonesome Loser. I got numbers from Llama.
Yeah.
We got numbers from all over. We got numbers from everywhere. Even our friend on Facebook, I forgot his name. Oh, Lily, yeah. Fucking Lily, yeah. Suck your dick. All right, I'll be right back in a moment.
I'm gonna try it out. You're listening to Madhouse Live on the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
I'm gonna try it out.
Okay.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
1970-something, nigga, I don't sweat to date. My mom was late, so I had to plan my escape out the skin. In this world, the fire.
Do what now?
You can watch Sanford and Son 1975 on TV on air.
Oh yeah? Is Bill Cosby hosting?
Most people wouldn't realize that from 75 all the way up until 2005 that one day Sanford would appear on air.
Oh yeah? I didn't know that.
They'd be known as the Hermanito, the great one.
You could just get a torrent, BitTorrent, you know.
Yeah. BitTorrent too, man. I mean, this guy could even be so phenomenal. He created his own network.
I have every episode of the first Iron Chef, original Iron Chef.
Just so we can have the back.
The original Iron Chef, I have all the
episodes. That's how thoughtful we are here at this show. Nothing but the best.
Thank you for calling Oceano Restaurant, recently featured on the Food Network. Gracias por llamar a Oceano Restaurante.
Well,
wish to continue an English production now. Si conoce el número de extensiones, puede marcar a cualquier momento. Para las horas y direcciones, marca el 1. Si están llamando de un hotel o reparaciones de huéspedes, por favor, marca el 2. Reservaciones para almuerzo y cena, marca el 3. Para bodas, eventos corporativos, cumpleaños y eventos especiales, marca el 4.
One moment, please. The person you have called is not available.
Bullshit, damn it. Here's a company called Optimum Cable Services. They're a 24-hour operation. A 24-hour operation.
You know what I was saying?
Welcome to Optimum. Let's connect more.
Thank you for calling Optimum. My name is Faison.
I need internet, motherfucker.
Okay. Can you just refrain from speaking like that, please?
No. I can't guarantee that I can refrain because I'm very upset. I'm a business. I'm a business here.
What's the phone number on the account?
I'm a business here.
What's the phone number on the account?
199.180.72.
That's your IP address. I need the phone number on the account.
I don't have
it. You don't have a phone number?
Not associated with the account. I don't know it.
Okay. Do you have the account number?
No?
All right, well, I would need those to pull up the account.
Can I give you a MAC address?
Sure, what's the MAC address?
Where do I get it?
It's on the modem.
All right, what do I type?
You would have to physically look at the modem.
I have to type the modem, physical, space, what? I'm on the main modem screen now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you see?
It says on, you know,
okay.
Power switch.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What else do you see?
There's other buttons here, but I don't think any of them say,
You must be on the wrong screen. What you have to do is actually you have to look at the modem itself.
Okay, let me go to
Do you know where the modem is located in the location?
I think it's in this folder here.
Oh, it's in the folder?
I think it's in this folder. Let me see.
Oh, okay, it's in the folder. Yeah, it shouldn't be in a folder. It should be, like, laying on the table somewhere.
I don't see it here.
All right, well, when you find it, you can give us a call so we can help you with the internet.
Well, can you make it go from there?
If I can't even pull up the account, I can't do anything.
Come on, man. Come on, please.
Have you tried restarting it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I turn off the screen and turn it back on.
Oh, that didn't work?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that wouldn't work. You have to unplug the power cable on the modem.
Is it the Linksys key, maybe, that you need to check?
No, it's not the Linksys. It should be another one. What's the location of the business?
It's on the third floor. And then when you get here, when you send the guy here, he has to sign in on the bottom floor with security. And then he's got to bring a photo ID and, like, just an ID. I guess he'll have some kind of ID or at least a business card for your company. And he'll have to sign the paper there, and then they give him access. It's not a actual programmed card that opens the doors that beeps. It's just it says visitor, so he can be escorted up to this floor, and then we'll help him out from here.
Okay, great. He should be right there. Okay.
Oh, good. What should I be looking out for?
Just look out for him. He'll show up.
Is there a confirmation maybe that I?
We'll see you there.
Is it a man or a woman?
You see him when he gets there. He'll have a badge.
Okay. Will he have sexual organs?
I'm sorry?
Will he be showing his sexual organs?
No, unfortunately not.
No, that's fortunate. What do you mean unfortunate? You're dirty.
Okay.
I don't want him to show me his sexual organ.
Okay. So,
I just need someone to talk to.
I know. Yes. Unfortunately, this is not what we're here
for.
I'm
one of those customers at some Kyle's. I'm a regular there, and I call, and I love, you guys are always so nice to me when my internet's down.
Okay.
Oh, and you help me out so much.
You're not being nice to us right now, so.
Oh, God, it's so nice to me. What was your name? What was your name? Hello? What was your name? Papi.
I need to pull up the account first before I can give you any of that.
Papi, what's your name, Papi? So that I know, I asked for you when I called back, Papi. What's your name?
Mm-hmm. What's the account?
I don't know. I'm going to get it from the files, but what's your name first, Papi? And then I'll call back in.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call back.
What's the account number or the phone number?
I don't know.
We need that in order to pull up the account.
It's in the folder. I'm going to go through the file cabinet.
All right, so when you get it, give us a call, all right?
Who do I call? Papi, what's your name, Papi, so you can help me? I want to talk to you, Papi.
Unfortunately, you won't be able to get to me.
What's your extension,
okay?
Or what's your ID, Papi? What is it? Come on, I command you to give me your name. You have to give me my name by law. If I ask you to give me your first name, you to give me
Not
my
if
first
you don't
name.
Have the account.
Yes, I do. It doesn't matter. You're still answering the phone. I know what phone lines are. I'm an attorney. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, I'm a Jewish lawyer. Come on.
Cool.
Come on, Papi. Come on. I'll suck your dick.
All right, man, I have to hang up. I can't speak to you if you're going to talk like this.
I'll suck your dick. I'll suck it really good, too, man. I do it really good. I don't use my teeth for nothing. Come on. This is getting weird. Oh, we're waiting too long. We're waiting too long, Poppy. Until I got incarcerated. Kind of scary. C-74 Mark 8. Give me just a moment, please. Not able to move behind the great steel gate. Time to contemplate. Damn, where did I fail?
All the money I stacked was all the money for bail. Are we on hold?
No. No, we're coming out of hold.
Oh, okay.
Want to go back? Want
some losing numbers?
Yes, I do. I have numbers. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. We're gonna call another one of these call centers here, and then I'll get back to some lonesome numbers. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some llama numbers to get to, even. And maybe even Dwight sent some numbers. I don't know.
Welcome to Optimum. Let's connect more.
Why wouldn't he, right?
For quality assurance purposes, your call may be recorded. To continue in English, press 1 or continue to hold. Para continuar en español, oprima el 2. Please hold. Please hold while we transfer you to a representative.
Good evening, my name is Floyd. How may I assist you?
The computer doesn't go.
Hello?
The computer doesn't go.
Oh, okay. This computer's not loading?
It doesn't go.
It doesn't glow, you said?
Go. It doesn't go.
Okay. Is it on right now?
I mean, I hit the button, and I mean, it's supposed to go.
Oh, okay. When Let me just go ahead and pull up your account. So what's going on? What's your telephone number, please?
To get the blue E up, you know?
Okay, let me just go ahead and pull up your account to see what's going on. What's your telephone number?
I don't know which one it is here at this place. I don't know which one it is. 822-2015, try that.
What is the area code?
I think it's 973 out here.
973, you said?
Yeah.
What is the name of the account?
I don't know whose name it's under, to be specific. I just know I'm a user, you know? Am I not an authorized user on there?
What's your name?
Nick.
Nick, okay, you don't know whose name. Hmm.
I mean,
all right.
You can still provide me text support.
But the number that you gave me, I don't see any Nick there at all.
Yeah, but as long as I'm not trying to make any account changes, you should be able to do the tech support they said the last time, so.
Yeah. All right, so you're not sure whose the account is under, right?
There could be like 50 people it could be under here, honey. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Are you a customer of Optimum?
Yeah, we have Optimum service here, yeah. It comes up...
Pardon me?
It comes up here. It's whenever we go on, it comes up real big, Optimum. Optimum Online.
Optimum. Oh, okay. Are you nearby the modem right now?
Optimum Online, it comes up. Do what?
Are you nearby the modem?
Well, I have the modem screen, yeah. I'm looking at the main modem screen right here, yeah.
Oh, okay. So this would give me more information if you're nearby the modem. Underneath the modem, there's a C MAC address. If you can read that back to me, please, Mr. Nick.
It says Wi-Fi password. Let's see. Wi-Fi. Then it has, I don't know if I'm supposed to give you the password like that. I don't know if I'm allowed to give you just a password, you know?
Oh, no, I didn't ask for a password.
Yeah.
Are you nearby the...
It's what it says here on the modem. It says Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Are you nearby the modem?
Yeah, it says Wi-Fi password on here, and it has a phone number.
What is the name of the modem you're looking at?
It says internet modem.
Yes.
It says internet here. It says DS down up US. It says here as power sync. Yeah. And then the other box says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like that. And some of them flashing, some of them no flashing. You know? But it's a different color. The box is a different color. And then over here, in this box, it's the one on the wall. And it says 14 volt. And I think that's like where the power comes in. You know, the breaker box, you know? Hello? Hello, please. Hello, please. Hello. Motherfuckers.
Hello.
Hello, please.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah. What happened? Where were you?
Yeah. No. I was asking out. What is the name of the modem box that you're looking
where
at?
Where did you
I'm
go
waiting
for so
that
long?
Information.
Where did you go for so long? Why?
I'm right here.
Okay, so what do I... Should I restart the power, you think?
No. Shouldn't think you do that. All right, so if you don't have the service with Optimum, I would encourage you to get the service with us.
I do have service with Optimum.
Any kind of,
I do.
What is that?
We have the service with Optimum. We pay... It says really big. Optimum
right, but
online,
I don't have an account
Optimum
to work with. My
online,
screen is blank. That's what I'm
Optimum
saying.
Optimum online, it says really big when we get on.
Mm-hmm.
And the bill that came here says Optimum, you know?
You have the bill there with you?
No, but I know it says Optimum on it. They said it says Optimum on it. There's a document here, mm-hmm. and everyone put down how much was paid. And when it says Optimum Internet, and it has the numbers there. It says Optimum Internet, and it has numbers there, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Nick, what is it you said you need help with?
The computer doesn't go.
What is the name of the computer you have?
It says Inspiron 1545. Inspiron 1545. That's right.
Inspiron, that's a Dell computer, right?
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a pen and paper there with you?
No.
Well, let me know when you get a pen and paper. Let me give you Dell's number.
I don't need Dell's number. They don't do the internets. They do the computers.
Right, but you say your computer's not going. So if the computer's not going, it's got to be something in your computer.
I hit the blue E and it doesn't go. I hit the blue E and it doesn't go.
Hmm.
I'm putting the mouse right on the blue E and nothing comes up. It doesn't go to the internet page.
Yeah, something is going on with the computer there.
It says, listen.
Let me give you Dell's number.
Shut up, please. It says that this page is not available while offline.
Right.
So what does that mean? It means that it's
Let
offline.
Me give you Dell's number.
No, I called Dell already. I talked to an Indian man, and he said that I wrote down what he said. You want me to tell you? Hang on. It says to confirm network connections, confirm modem is getting signal, it says. Call internet or cable providing company. It says here to write down. That the network connection says it's not It's not saying the network address is unavailable. It's just coming back saying that it won't go. You know? That's what he said. Hello? Hello? Whenever you decide to start talking again.
Yeah, I'm here. My screen is blank. I need to pull up an account, and I don't have any information on an account.
Tell me what to do, Maya. What do I do with the blue E? Help me. Please help me. Help.
Right. But,
help. Help.
If you want me to help you.
Help. Please help. Help. Please help. Please help. Please help. Sir. Fucking asshole, where are you? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Motherfucker. Right. I need help, motherfucker. Come on.
Sir, if you're going to be cursing...
if you're going to be cursing, I find a way to get out and do my job.
You
I'm
have
a
that,
lazy fucking Hispanic.
Excuse me?
What was your name?
Do you have a telephone number I can pull up the account on, sir?
Yeah, when you push it in your ass. I have a phone you can put in your ass.
Right, you seem to be disrespectful at this point.
You are disrespectful by not making the computer go, motherfucker. Okay, what's your name? Jose? What's your name, Jose? Hector, what's your name?
Please offer me, please.
What? Racism, yeah. What's your name? Pedro, Paco, Pablo, Celestina. Huh? Are you still with me, motherfucker? You know, there is a tiny chat going on, tinychat.com/prankcallnation, that nobody's in right now, I'm just saying.
Fucker.
Oh, Dark Stranger's in there. And Weeping Angel, yeah.
Bastard,
yeah.
I can't connect my
the crazy cat people are in there.
My PlayStation won't connect. Motherfucker.
I'm playing this war game. War game that I'm thinking I'm going to start putting on Twitch. It's fucking intense, man. I lost a whole...
DS quit connecting.
Shut up. I lost a whole wing of F-18 Hornets today trying to take over... Trying to retake Copenhagen.
I'm using a VIC-20. What are you using?
Milkman, relax. I'm trying to talk about something, Milkman. Relax.
Tell him. VIC-20. Dude, that's state of the art.
Right.
Where you been for the last 30 years?
All right. Okay. Take it easy.
I can't know everything, man. You have to have the new stuff if you want to get along in this world.
I got a Puerto Rican hotel. Call them instead. Why do I have echo? Why did I... I ended up
I don't
echo.
Know, man, but it sounds That's great, man. Up here on top of the elevator shaft.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Long legs, Puerto Ricans aside, you know.
I don't know why I ended up with echo with that last guy. I went to the bathroom. All right, here, I'm going to hang up on this place. We're going to call it a hotel and something.
That bitch-ass motherfucker. You got any more longs and loons or numbers there?
Yeah, I'm doing them. I'm doing them, asshole.
Oh, thank you, bro. Thank you, man.
Shut up.
Few and far between.
Why don't you go eat a lot of barbecue and get fat?
That's that. Much love, brother. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Winchamps and Acacia Boutique Hotels. My name is Jose. How can I help you?
Hey, Jose. Why don't you eat a lot of barbecue and get fat?
Excuse me?
Why don't you go eat a lot of barbecue and get fat?
Who's this?
I'm going to go do a prostate exam on your mother. Yeah, I guess. Way better than sitting on hold, I guess. If you just think about it.
Well, we lost him. Why he wouldn't have hung on for more?
Thank you for calling Winchamps and Acacia Boutique Hotels. My name is Jose. How can I assist you?
Jose, I was just joking with the joke. I was just being funny. I'm sorry. I'm just a joking guy.
Okay, have a good night.
No, I have a question.
Yes.
Is there a place where I can see some cockfighting near here, around here?
In La Verde tomorrow, you can get that.
Okay, and then the guys pull out the peckers there?
They probably pulled your moms, your dads and your moms. Have a good night, sir.
Puta madre, come there. Your mom and your dad, man.
All right. Baby, mira.
Hey, mira. Hey.
I love you, man.
You love me because I do prank calls about peckers.
Because when you fucking remind me of the old days, dude. You get Puerto Rican and shit, dude. I didn't laugh because this is like I always from the old days, dude. This like cracks me up, man. Way back in the day.
Okay. Puerto Rican and shit. All right. Well, here's another one then, I guess.
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you for calling Bradenza Hotel, a member of Preferred Hotels and Resort. This is Gerardo. How may I assist you?
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. May I assist you?
I'm in the elevator.
You're in the elevator? Are you stuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you help me?
Let me call security.
But wait a minute. Listen. Hello?
Yes, sir.
I'm stuck because I got on top of the elevator.
Did the elevator stop?
Yeah, well, I stopped it myself. I stopped it myself, and then I took out the ceiling panel, and I came on top of the elevator here. I'm on top of it now, you know?
Okay, let me call the security officer so he'll be able to assist you.
Yeah, but can you tell him not to make it go because I'm scared a little bit that it'll go?
Okay, no worries. Let me call security right now.
This guy said he had some manteca, he said.
Okay, let me call security, sir. Please stay by. Don't go anywhere.
I have an erection. All right.
I'm going to take it to the top floor because there's no room for you to squash.
Tengo un caballero que está en la parte de arriba del elevador, el lo detuvo y abrió el hatch de arriba y está en la parte de afuera del elevador para ver si le puede hacer. Excuse me, sir. Which elevator did you to? The one to the left or to the right?
I don't know, man. Like my left, your left, my right?
If you were to stand in the front of the lobby, which of the elevators you went, the one to the left or the one to the right?
Well, yeah, if I'm in the front of the lobby, but then which way am I going?
I'm sorry?
But then which way am I going, left or right there?
Okay, stand by. I'm contacting the...
Because I came up here and I was doing drugs up here and then I got stuck up here, you know?
Is there any way that you can go
I broke the wires.
I'm sorry?
I broke some of the wires. Hey, hang on. Someone's in. Hey! Hey, man, can you stop the can you tell someone or let me out of there? Can you hear me?
Right, sir, is there any way you can go back inside the cabin?
Well, it's... I can't right now. Hey, man.
Okay.
There's someone
okay.
there now. He's
you
on
go
it,
back
right.
inside the cabin?
Yeah? And do what?
Yes, sir.
Why?
They'll be able to assist you if you're inside the cabin.
Okay. Will they masturbate my sexual organs?
I'm sorry?
Will they masturbate my sexual organs?
Just in any case, he needs to do something to the elevator to make it work again. Mm-hmm. It's best for you, for your safety, to be inside
okay.
the cabin.
But will they masturbate my sexual organs?
I'm sorry?
Will they masturbate my sexual organs?
No, sir.
Why?
Give me one quick second. Let me contact security.
Okay. That's called hanging up, bro.
Alright. Here I am back out of the elevator again. You know me.
Dude, it gets hot up there, man.
I know.
They try and take it to the 11th floor, man. It's gonna squash you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Above that, then it's real.
It's 11:17. I might be out for like another hour, maybe, I think. We'll see how I feel. What numbers do we have? Let's see. Let me get back to the lists.
Cracking me up, I'm about ready to pick up another cup.
All right. Here's the Quality Inn in Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Oh, yes. All right.
It's quality.
You get the keys to the Lexus. No driving. Got your own 2001 to ride and keep you. Empires from the village to the telly, time to kill it on your belly. No question, have a black tip with me, but you're dead asses. They say sex is a weapon, so when I shoot, reach you there for less than 8 seconds. Still counting in my afterlife, laughing. My thing is tight, let me hear y'all.
Okay, a lot of ringing. Yeah, a lot of ringing. Yeah. Coming up next is the Casa Condado Hotel, the famous Casa Condado Hotel, located in Old San Juan's district. It's a former monastery. Later became a nunnery or whatever those are called. And now it's a hotel. It's been one of the more fancy hotels in the Old San Juan tourist district for many years now. It's one of the Brill buildings, so to say. I'm in the room, and there came in here a chicken.
For what day, sir?
Outside. There's a chicken outside.
No. Now it's full.
No, I'm there now. I stay in there now, stupid.
Hello?
Yeah, stupid. I'm staying there now. I stay there now. I stay here now.
And what is your room?
I don't know the room. I don't have the key. I'm stuck in the bathroom because there's a chicken inside the room. It's a violent chicken.
The sound is not good.
Because there's a chicken in here. A chicken.
Okay, where are you?
In the room.
In your room.
In the bathroom, in my room, because the chicken is attacking me inside the room where the bed is. I was sleeping and the chicken came in. It opened the door. Okay. It came in. It was attacking me, and I had to go into the bathroom.
Okay, what is your room?
I don't know for the number. I don't have the key, the door key. I don't have it. It's in the bedroom. I had to run in the bathroom. I'm on the second floor.
Okay.
Please calm the chicken. Please.
Okay, boy.
No, wait. Don't. Okay, boy. She's on her way to the second floor to find that chicken milk, man.
I just had to test y'all. I'm making short-term goals when the weather falls. Just put away the leathers and put ice on the gold. Chili with enough bail money to free a big willy. Hot steaks, I got orange steak and chili. Shopping sprees.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a chicken in here. I had to go into the bathroom because of the chicken.
Okay.
What do I do?
Hello.
You guys need to do something about this chicken that's in my room.
In the room?
Yeah, there's a chicken. It's a violent chicken. It was attacking me. It started pecking at me and everything, and I had to go run. I threw things at it, and I'm now in the bathroom.
In what room are you?
I don't know the number now, and I don't have the card, you know, that you gave me that has the number. I don't have it because it's outside there with the chicken.
Okay, so please, can you give me your room number?
Well, I don't know the number. I know I'm on the third floor, but I don't know what. What room?
Can you go outside your room?
No, the chicken fight me. The chicken's trying to fight me.
Okay. Can you give me your name, please?
Well, I'm not on the room. I'm staying here, like, with...
I'm sorry?
I'm not on the... supposed to be on the room.
Can I'm you not, repeat your name, please?
My name is Akulo. I'm not supposed to be on the room, though. I'm staying. I met a man at one of the. Do you have this place here on Isla Verde? You know, called Bongos Drums.
Can you give your last name, please?
Akulo.
Okay, I'm gonna be. I'm gonna end the world.
You're gonna what? You're gonna what?
Hello.
What? Can you help, please? Chicken. All right, enough with the chicken, all right, milkman? I don't think it's fun anymore. It's been done. It's overdone. That's enough. That's enough. Hey, guys, we're chilling here, me and my buddy Milkman doing some prank calls. Be sure to head on over to prankcallnation.com, prankcallnation.com. That's the main website for this network that I'm broadcasting on. And try to make you laugh and make just we're just trying to make people happy and make people laugh and get you through your day. Whether that's your work day or your day when you're sick in the hospital or you're at home or whatever it may be, we just whatever it is. Just try to laugh with us. MadhouseLive.com is my website. I've been doing my show for 10 plus years now. It's been a great ride, and we're still here, and I'm still enjoying it. We just got a lot more people with us now. We got a big family. We kick ass. We try to, at least. I think we do. Everyone, every host on the network is I'm super happy with. All of them. All talented prank callers. Every single one on that list. Yeah. So we'll continue now with the show. Milkman, are you still working? What are you doing? You're on break? Are you playing with the clouds up in the mountain like you do sometimes? Like, man, I'm up here tripping. There's clouds in the clouds in my car, man. Sitting there up there driving up to the mountain, dropping acid, doing a show with us, Milkman. Milkman. Okay, alright. Yeah. watched an interesting documentary. I don't know if it's already made the rounds around among the community, but it was the first time I saw it. It's on Netflix. It's called Hotline, and I wasn't as impressed with it as I was hoping I was going to be, being that it was telephone line related. But it deals with like hotlines that people call. Like, it has a number that we've pranked here before. It used to be known as the gay switchboard, it was called, in San Francisco. Now it's known more properly by what it's supposed to be, what it is, which is a LGBT helpline, you know, for people, usually for teens or young people who are very intimidated about coming out of the closet, just lending support. Anyway, you know, they interviewed them. Miss Cleo, if you guys remember Miss Cleo, the Call Me Now, Miss Cleo, psychic, tarot reader. She gets to give her story. I had no idea what her story was. I thought she was just... she actually worked for that. It was pretty much one big company in the 90s that was doing over-the-phone astrology shit. And she was just a regular one of the ones that just answered the phone. But she started getting people asking for her extension specifically because they loved her, because she had the Jamaican accent. It was really nice, and it was all like, hey baby, I tell you what, you know what made her endearing. Anyway, so the company came and said, hey, you have the most customers by far, the most minutes, you have the best stats, making the best, most money out of all our agents and the entire nationwide organization of people who are at home doing psychic phone calls. We want to put you in an infomercial. She's like, sure. So in a way, she kind of admits that she kind of sold herself out. She played up the Jamaican thing and her name thing, you know, and she says in the contract she signed it, they started getting her into trouble because they would make promises. Like, they would send an email to a bunch of people and say, Miss Cleo directed me to email you directly for this free consultation with her, you know, and it wasn't true. It was unfair practices. But she ended up getting embroiled because of the company. She explains that in some states in the United States, if you sue a company, you can also sue a representative of that company, and that's how she got entangled in the bullshit. Kind of unfairly, at least that's the way she puts it. And she ended up losing out of the money she made out of it. She lost some $73 million of it. So she lives a pretty simple life. She still does tarot readings over the phone, but she's more like chill. Like, she seems to be like, you know, I lived it, you know, I was famous for more than 15 minutes, and she had a fun experience. Now she has this dog. Anyway, and, you know, it goes into a bunch of stuff. So it's a phone-related thing. It's called Hotline. It's on Netflix right now. It was made in 2014. Seems to have been shot in 2013 per the source material they quoted in it. So I recommend it. I give it... You know, I'm going to have to give Hotline 3¾ stars. Not bad, not bad. Decent watch, but not what I was hoping it could have been. Yeah. Now, I did also, and I forgot to mention this last week, the search, I don't know, maybe I did mention it last week, but a great documentary that taught me a lot about Asian American history. Okay. I learned a lot about Asian American immigrant history by watching a documentary on the food, the plate, known as General So, that recipe. This documentary started off by just trying to figure out who General So was and how the chicken came about, and they ended up learning a whole bunch of shit in the process about the culture of Asian Americans, especially Chinese Americans, who moved here starting in the 1800s into San Francisco, where you are, Milkman. The whole Chinatown district. Oh, yeah. They really got into the story. I don't want to ruin it for anybody. I gave it 5 stars. I watched it twice. I watched it once on my own, watched it again the whole way through with my wife, and enjoyed it just as much.
What did you call it? I want to watch it then, man, because I like that. I've heard part of the story before, but I'd like to hear the official story.
It's called In Search of General So. In Search of General So.
In Search of General So.
Yeah.
That's the one everybody spells TSO.
TSO.
Information. Everybody's not SO.
And they talk about that in the documentary. They say there's so many, 40 different known variations. Sao, Tao, Dao, Now, Su. Yeah, there's, yeah. Yeah, it's an amazing story, guys. And they talk about the recipe and how it got made and the person who really started it and the person who showed it off in the States and the big battle between the two of them because one copied the other, but only one got the credit in the States for making this food, which is by far, apparently, it is by far the most ordered Chinese food in American Chinese restaurants. And it's made all over the world. There's Indian Chinese, like there's Chinese restaurants in India, like Chinese immigrants have gone to India and they make their own Chinese restaurant that's like a fusion Indian. In Puerto Rico, there's great Chinese food. I don't know if you ever had a chance on the islands or Puerto Rico to have like a Chinese food from there, like because the Puerto Rican ones, they mix in the Chinese, the Puerto Rican spices and the way they make the rice, and they add their adding plantains and stuff. Oh, it's awesome. Anyway, In Search of General Tso, that one I gave 5 stars. And that's my Netflix picks of the week. I'm pretty good at doing that every week, and those are mine. Thank you. Yeah. Let's see. Get back to some number calls. We'll have some people joining us here in about 20, 30 minutes. Milkman, is that copacetic with you, big man? You okay with that? Yeah. All right. Dude. Let's see if it's not too late for me to call about a tan couch that's for sale in Tennessee. I think it's too late myself, but I'm just going to give it a shirt. Weinert. Shut up, Nunu. This is a Nunu show. It's Carlito's show. Oh yeah, I see it coming down your eyes, but I gotta make the song cry. I can't see it coming down. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You have a sofa couch for sale?
No, I don't have no cell phone couch for sale.
You put down you have a fucking sofa couch for sale, motherfucker.
Don't be fucking cussing me and calling my fucking house, you motherfucker.
You have a town couch for sale, motherfucker, and it says it's in good fucking shape. $50, it says, fucking asshole.
I sold that damn couch, and don't be calling my fucking phone.
Then why are you acting like you don't know what I'm talking about, motherfucker, you? Oh. Oh, man. Oh, man.
This song right here. Ain't having no anal sex with me.
You ain't having no anal sex with me.
You ain't having no anal sex with me.
I don't care what your name is. He did what he had to do for them. Yeah, man, it sucks with the grits. You know the lifestyle.
Trust me, he's right here. Please leave your message for 42399.
I'll try one more time. One more time. It's not harassment until 3 calls. Truth is, it's harassment when they say it is, especially when it's a woman. Oh yeah, I see him coming down your eyes. Learned the hard way here. I can't see him coming down my eyes, but I gotta make the song
cry. Please leave your message for 423.
Okay. Too bad, Milkman, too bad. I know that was your favorite call of the night, but it's not gonna be followed up on, little monkey.
You're cracking me up tonight, man.
Yeah, I'm having fun. We're having fun. I'm having
Puerto
fun.
Puerto Rican half on me, man. I'm loving it, dude. The old style cracked me up, man.
Yeah, we got a balance. We got a balance going here. Here's the Casablanca Hotel in Puerto Rico. I got a couple. What counts can I come up with? Chat room, help me out. Give me something to do with Puerto Rican hotels. I've done the chicken thing to death. All right, other than just saying, hey, motherfucker, what else can I do? Look that one. Right. Let's see the chat room.
Now, man. There he is.
Yeah, bomb in the elevator. Great. Yeah, that's going to happen, Jorge. Yeah. Ask them if they know Mark Anthony as Neon like Bjork. No. No, I could, but what do you do after that?
Pedro? I got Pedro? All right. All right, now we got you.
Stuck in the elevator with Vanna White, Ted Webb? Is that where you're going with? Whatever. Nunu says, yeah, I can do the whole, do you have electricity? How does the toilet work here?
Right. Thank you for calling Casablanca, a family-owned historic hotel in the heart of Old San Juan, Puerto Rico. If you are arriving through Luis Muñoz Marin Airport, we recommend a taxi from the airport directly to the hotel. The trip takes about 15 to 20 minutes, depending on traffic and costs. $21 flat fee up to 6 passengers plus $1 per luggage item handed to the driver. If you are arriving from Miss LeGrand Airport in a local flight, we also recommend a taxi, although the trip is only 5 to 10 minutes and can cost $15. We do not recommend taking any public transportation as these currently take too long and can be complicated to arrange. Additionally, once you are in the old city, there is generally little need to drive as there are many restaurants, shops and attractions within short walking distance. To hear this message again, press 1.
No.
To hear the information menu again, press 9.
No.
To hear the main menu again, press the star key. I am sorry. I did not get that.
All right,
please try again.
Fuck that hotel. I don't need to... All stuff I already know about that area. I go there a lot. That's my go-to get away from everything spot. Which I'm talking about. I'm going to be doing soon. As soon as it gets a little cold in here in this motherfucker, I'm going to be taking a week by myself. I'm going to be fucking... Get a suntan, smoke some cigars, and drink some good beer. Milkman, you can come if you can get a plane ticket to Puerto Rico. Me and you will tear up Puerto Rico. And maybe we'll go to good old St. Croix, where you used to live. Here's the Coquille Inn. Let's see if we can get some better information from this place. Not like the Casablanca, this is an infomercial. Milkman's helping out Pedro. Old Pedro getting a ride. Pedro's like, hey man, come here. I got your tip right here, man. Come on, touch it, man.
Thank you for the cooking. Good night. How may I help you?
Yeah, hey, my name is Aculo. I need assistance, please.
What?
My name is Aculo. I need assistance, please.
Assistance with what, sir? What is your question?
I'm trying to find out exactly now. I'm just going to be staying here. Where do I exchange my United States dollars for coconuts or what plantains or whatever you have for money here in this country?
Well, you have to go to the bank to exchange coin. You know, that's the only option that you have over here.
So I go to the bank and then what do I get for...
I really don't know the exchange, the coins, you know, you have to go to the bank and ask, but for exchange of money...
What are they using here? Saying is, what are you using here? Coconuts? What do you use? Shells?
Dollars, you know.
Puerto Rican dollars?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to exchange U.S. for Puerto Rican dollars.
No, you can use the same... this is the first time that you travel because you can use the same coins. You know, you don't have to exchange. If you have euro, for example, mm-hmm. you can exchange the euro for dollar if you want. But if you have dollar, you just use the dollar. You know.
No, I don't want to do it wrong. I want to do it right. So when I go back, they know that I didn't, you know, buy anything, any cigars. I know I can't buy cigars here. They said not to bring back anything like that. Right.
Yeah, I really don't know about that issue, sir. You have to go call the airport or something like that.
Well, then I can't bring back the cigars from Puerto Rico because of the embargo and stuff. So I'm not supposed to.
Yeah, okay.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that good stuff.
funny to me.
Because those are my people. Sorry. Maybe you guys aren't enjoying this. Oh, yeah. You want to see how far I'm going to go, how much I'm going to spend, but you already know. Zip, zero, stitchy, quit, deliver. I want to do it right. I might light your wrist, but... How many coconuts? Hey, we got the San Juan Water and Beach Club Hotel. That's my favorite hotel. Whenever I visit San Juan, Puerto Rico, I stay at the San Juan Water and Beach Club Hotel. Anyone staying there can bring their room card up to the top level bar on the top of the building next to with the pool next to it. And you can get free drinks. All you can drink for free between 4 and 7 p.m. every day. That's at the San Juan Water and Beach Club Hotel. Yeah. They were a partner hotel during my honeymoon, and I highly recommend it. Let's call them. I already called. This is the place with all the blue colors, guys. The Blue Hotel. It's fucking dope. I love this hotel, man. My favorite hotel in Puerto Rico. This is where you go. If you ever go to Puerto Rico, if you want where to go, Carlito said go to the San Juan Water and Beach Club Hotel. And if you want to swap me, you can do it at this hotel. If you know I'm in Puerto Rico, I'm probably staying there at least one of those nights. Thank you. Oh, man. The Water and Beach Club out of business. Gone. Same song. I'm back. We're busy. Yeah, it's all good enough. Let's not mess with my friends. Star of India. Yeah. They're in Australia. Yeah.
Thank you for calling the Cross Group. We're just on another call at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone with your name.
After the tone. Maybe I'll loop back and call that back later. Here's a different Star of India. No number here? No pickup here? Hello? Hello? Picking up here? Hello? Voicemail. We got a Blue Elephant Indian restaurant in Australia. Let's try that. New South Wales. North South Wales. I don't know what it's called. Fucker. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm trying to make an Indian food order. Is that you? Hello? Okay, whatever. Bye, monkey. Here's the next one. I'm getting bored and tired and lazy, and I don't want to do a show anymore.
Hello. Doing beef tag,
I want to make an order.
Hello?
I want to make an order.
Yes.
Okay, all right. I like. Do you have butter chicken?
Yes.
One butter chicken.
Mhm.
Okay. One tandoori chicken.
Mhm.
Okay. One banchod.
Yes.
One matar chod.
Sorry?
One matar chod?
No, we don't have that.
No? Do you have a sister then?
Okay, thank you.
Do you have a sister?
Sorry?
Sister. Do you have a sister? Lovely sister?
No.
Why not?
No, we don't have.
You don't
Where do you come from?
Hmm?
Goodbye.
What? I'm from India. Where'd I come from? Yeah. Man, I'm Bengali. Got on the keys. That's what you say to that. After the show is the after party there. After the party is the hotel. After the Velvet Inn is... All right, here are Llama Liquor Lame's numbers. OC, see if I can milk these for about 15 minutes before I get my extended friends on here. Or I can just dial... Look, man, can I dial people up now? It's been more than 2 hours. I started late. Can I, please? Because I'm starting to... drown, man. I'm starting to...
Yeah, I was watching you.
Can Can I call in reinforcements, please? Milkman?
What's going to happen about the glass?
What, the glass?
Economic glass, yeah.
The glass?
The lab.
The lab?
Yeah, it's no money.
I don't know what you're saying. What are you talking about? Speak up, first of all. What?
Bankruptcy.
Where? Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about.
Oh, I don't know much. I don't know. I think they're going to get the aid they need. They'll be fine. You know what happened? Jeb Bush went to Orlando 2 weeks ago, and he said, if I was president, you better be sure that Puerto Rico will get all the aid it needs to get out of this, and they'd be allowed to claim whatever bankruptcy they need to get the debt forgiveness they need, and it'd be taken care of. So, like, the media in Puerto Rico went with that, and everyone in Puerto Rico now is like, well, Jeb Bush probably going to win presidency, so, yeah, he's, you know, everyone's like, whatever, like, yeah, we're just going to bank that it gets taken care of. Like, everyone's like, fuck it. It's like, fuck it. At this point, it's like, fuck it. What can we do? We can't pay it. It's the first of the month, and we can't pay all the bills, and we owe a lot of people, and, I mean, that's all it is. That's all it is right now. I haven't looked into it any further than that, Milkman, but I will make an effort this week. I think tomorrow is going to be the big day, the big shakeup. Whatever happens tomorrow, being that it's Monday, regarding the default itself is what it is. And what's going to be more important is what feedback there is from Washington. That's what I'm looking at for. And invariably from the campaign trail also. We'll see what the responses of...
annexation?
Yeah. Annexation? Well, it's already annexed. I think the conditions for, and you know, I've always thought, and my family, my mother thought, me and my mom, we were under the thinking.
Yummy right there in the same town, buddy.
We were under the thinking that the reason why the government that was the Democratic government, state or island government that was in charge of Puerto Rico in the 90s until the early 2000s, that was getting rid of all these subsidies and stuff to kind of make it, was they were doing a lot of stuff to fuck up the economy on purpose so that Puerto Rico would be streamlined into becoming a state, to make it easier for Puerto Rico to get to the point where it has to become a state for the United States to basically bail it out. I think what the agreement's going to come to, there's going to be statehood in the process of Puerto Rico bailing out. I don't think the U.S. Congress and Senate is going to approve substantial amounts of budget towards bailing out Puerto Rico and its financial status without Puerto Ricans becoming a state. Now, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party have both said repeatedly that they would honor and respect any plebiscite that came from Puerto Rico, saying that they wanted to become admitted to the union as a state, that they would indeed go through the process, and if that's what the majority of Puerto Ricans wanted, they would start that process. People on both sides, so it's got bipartisan support, especially in places that have high populations of Puerto Ricans. So we're talking Florida, Connecticut, New York, etc., etc. And then Hispanics go on with that because we all vote as a block, yeah, in a lot of things. When it comes to stuff we do, Hispanics do vote as a block, as for the most part. Anyway, so, I mean, it's, I don't know, we'll see. Milkman, this week it's going to play out. I think tomorrow and Tuesday that whole situation is going to play out. I think it's going to become more significant news this week. It's going to, I think it has a chance of making the media rounds this week in the media engine, the liberal media engine. We'll see. I'll monitor the situation here in the satellite center, and I'll follow up next week, all right? We'll see where we're at. But it's going to be interesting. I'm glad you brought it up, man. I'm glad you brought it up. Thank you. It's a situation that mirrors the Greek situation a lot, but the problem is, Puerto Rico's in a lot way better situation than Greece. That's why the independent party, there's a Republican Party in Puerto Rico that's for staying a commonwealth. They want to stay exactly how they are. then there's the Democrat Party, the Democratic Party, the liberal side, that wants to become a state. They're pro-statehood. And they're the ones that were in charge for a long time. They're the ones that are becoming more of the majority. And then you have the Independent Party that gets, at the most, gets a 10% share of the vote. It doesn't break the single digits in any election, but therefore becoming independent, ending the colonization of Puerto Rico, as they call it. They're the ones that call for the vote at the UN every year, that chastises the United States for operating Puerto Rico as a colony in the face of, you know, anti-colonialism in our modern age. Every year that vote goes through. And I think only United States and Israel abstain from a voting yes on that calling out of the United States for operating Puerto Rico as a colony. It's just never really. I think every once in a while, another, like, Spain will be pissed off at the United States and they'll do it. You know, kind of like to send a message like, fuck you, United States. We're not all that. You're not all that. Anyway, man, you got me off track, Milkman. What's going on, man? We're talking island politics, and this is an American show. Shit. You're really alienated people. Let's get on the prank call machines, man. Let's call an Indian restaurant, another one, and in Australia, which is provided by our good friend Lonesome Loser. Thank you for being with us, man. It's good to have you. I hope you're enjoying married life. I'm sorry I couldn't make it to your wedding, man. I was going to go to Lonesome Loser's wedding, and then I ended up in the hospital that weekend. My wife and I had the plans and everything. We're like, yeah, we're going to go. We're going to take. We had, my wife had the day off, and that day off, instead of us leaving for Lonesome Loser's wedding, we ended up taking me to the hospital that day. That sucked, man. That's when I was there for Thanksgiving. That's how long it took. It took like a whole month. And it was a month later and I was still in the hospital. But we had fun in the hospital, right, guys? Remember all them pranks I did on morphine? I had all my morphine pranks and Ambien pranks and pranks on the nurses. Come on, phone ring. Hello? Is anyone there? Hello? Oh. Milkman, I had you on mute this whole time, Poppy. I'm sorry. What happened? Did you hear that call? Milkman. Anyway.
Please note, calls to this organization are recorded and monitored for quality and training purposes.
Good afternoon, ABC7 Indian
Restaurant. Hello, I am the gentleman. I would like to make an order.
Sorry, under which name, sir?
Under gentleman. Gentleman? Yeah.
Tell me your name, please.
Yes, gentleman. My name is gentleman.
So would you like to take the order?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Just one second.
Okay, honey, baby, pussy.
May I have your phone number, please?
Kutia. Hello?
Pardon?
Kutia?
May I have your phone number?
482-185-
2015. No, I'm just asking, what's your phone number?
I give you 482-105.
Okay.
105.
I received your phone number, but that is not his local number. That is overseas number.
No, I'm in the hotel. I'm in the hotel. The Kingswood Hilton.
So yeah. Can you give me your mobile number?
Yeah, it's American mobile number. American.
Okay.
You dial the country code, okay? It's 0. The country code is 1. I'm sorry, the 1. Because we're number 1. And then it's 218.
So would you like a pickup or delivery?
For a pickup.
For pickup, yeah?
Yeah.
So can you give me your number, please? Phone number?
Oh, yeah. I was trying to tell you. 312...
312
205. It's like pulling teeth.
Yeah.
2015.
2015.
Yes, I said.
So that is 312015.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
And your name, please?
Gentleman.
Yep. And the last name, sir?
Gentleman. My name is Gentleman.
I'm just asking first name and last name.
But I'm telling you, my last name Gentleman. My first name, Mister.
Okay, and...
Hello?
So what would you like to order?
Okay, do you have tandoori chicken?
Yes.
Okay, can I have one tandoori chicken mild?
That is a quarter, sir? One tandoori chicken?
Yeah.
That's one.
Yeah, one garlic naan?
Yeah.
Okay, one pussy?
Pardon?
One pussy?
Sorry, I can't understand which item you say.
Pussy. Do you have pussy? One pussy?
No.
Shit. Do you have sister?
Pardon?
Do you have sister? Lovely sister?
Okay, I got your number, so I just right now call to the police.
No. Please, okay. No. Please.
I got your number.
No, please, I'm sorry. No, please.
I received your number.
No, I'm sorry.
00164-1197.
No.
I just called the police right now.
No, please, I'm sorry. Okay. No, please, no. I'm sorry, no.
No, they can...
No, just don't tell. Don't tell. I won't do it again. I won't call back. I'm sorry. I don't call back, please.
This number now is the police.
No, right, I made a mistake. No.
Yes.
No, okay. Please, bye. No. No.
In the car, dude. I couldn't talk. I was going to thank you, dude, because I've been wanting to find out what's going on with the Puerto Rican meltdown. Motherfuckers down there. Our government has, like, half-supported their asses all this time, and finally, the meltdown is occurring, dude. And I'm like, are we going to get statehood? Are we going to get it annexed into Florida? What's the fucking game plan? Because there's a lot of Boricua out there that don't know what the fuck's going on.
It's not
going
to get annexed into Florida, Milkman. It'll become a state. That's all it'll happen. It'll be
like expansion of Florida, right?
No, it'll become its own state. It'll become the 51st state. Milkman.
All 51st state, so it's a full-on state.
Yeah, of course. It would become a 51st state. It's going to be annexed by the Florida Nation.
Motherfucker would annex them and then fucking drain them dry.
Dude, Puerto Rico from Florida is like a 2-hour plane ride from Miami. If you're at the closest.
Right,
like
the closest place is Florida, unless you count the Virgin Islands, right?
They're not no, Milkman, no.
All right. Well, okay. I thought that's what maybe Bush was trying to do was annex them when he brought him.
No, man.
I was like,
Come on, man.
That's not gonna fly.
I'm gonna annex it. You're silly.
Fucking annexation.
It'll become the 51st state, and it probably won't happen, dude. But I'm just saying that might be something that comes out of it as in the whole restructuring of it. I think that
I was listening
that will
to an
come
NPR
up
show,
as a,
and they were talking that the financial people want to hold them to the debt. And pry him for it. That's why I'm like, what the fuck are they gonna do? You gonna get blood out of a permit? Motherfuckers don't got money. They ain't got money.
No, Puerto Rico's they're an okay situation because they'll get the aid they need because they're the United States. It's fine. It's just like if you know the state of Alabama. It's just like what happened with the city of Detroit, just a little bigger, well, a lot bigger because it's the size of a state. But the city of Detroit went. The city of Detroit declared bankruptcy, Milkman. They went to default. They declared bankruptcy. The government took over. They restructured it. They took care of it. The same thing's going to happen in Puerto Rico. It hasn't been high on the priority list until now. But now it's high on the priority list because there's other shit happening.
Yeah. The meltdown is very
close.
I think Puerto Rico's like, you know what? This shit's been coming for like 40, 50 years because of the fucked up system that they've left us with, and they've been using us, and then they left us high and dry.
Money. You can't become a state.
Yeah.
You can't really become a country.
Yeah.
You can't become any fucking thing. All it was there was to make fun of Castro and show them, oh, we Americans can do something. And really, I just fucked over Puerto Rico.
No. You know why you can't? No, listen. You know why you can't say that? Because Puerto Ricans got American statehood, which is something that every Cuban, every Mexican, every illegal who gets into the United States and puts their lives at risk and all that shit to get wishes that they were born with. And a lot of Hispanic cultures down there in that part of the world are super envious and jealous and think Puerto Ricans are fucking soft-ass pussy Uncle Toms because we're just born American citizens. And a Cuban will have to, you know, break his ass. A Haitian will have to break his ass and really be committed if he's going to, you know, try to become either... American citizen either like legitimately through an embassy, like that's like winning the lottery, or going, you know, actually sneaking over and getting into the border and then getting your citizenship by, like, you know, marrying somebody or something. You got it? Milkman, Puerto Ricans are always in a great position, and Puerto Ricans have that attitude now, I think, when I'm gathering, like, fuck it. I mean, look, we can't do anything about it. Guys, seriously. United States, come on, man. We can't do anything about it. You guys got to bail us out. You know, help us out, man, because you kind of left us alone for 20 years. You took all the military bases, and you never decided what you wanted to do with us. So we're kind of like here and stuck in neutral for the last 10, 15, 20 years because the Cold War ended. So, yeah, man. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. That's what's up, okay? I think that... eventually, Guantanamo Bay will have to become an issue if we are to truly create ties with Cuba. As things are going, I think Guantanamo Bay is, of course, the elephant in the room. And any increased ties or warming of relations between Cuba and the United States, politically and, and I think that in there's a chance for Puerto Rico to recover its role as a central military strategic location once a lot of the operations in Guantanamo Bay close up, if indeed we give control back to Guantanamo Bay to Cuba. That's something the Cuban government is still very big on right now, including up to the most recent, you know, talks between our two countries. This is amazing that we can say that they actually have two embassies now, can actually talk. At least we're at that point, guys. And at least soon Americans can start going there and showing how we spend that American dollar, man. And that's when change really happens. That's what happened in Russia. That's what happened on the Eastern Bloc countries, you know, in East Europe. That's what happened there. That's what happened in China right before Tiananmen Square. And that's eventually what will happen in Cuba. You know, it's just been it's been quarantined, literally. It's been quarantined just like the quarantine during the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was quarantined then and economically quarantined, and it's never been unquarantined, really. And then its biggest, only supporter that was getting stuff in there and helping them out, Soviet Union, has been long gone. All right, thank you, Milkman, for completely driving the show off course. Thank you.
No, I just said the loss of Roosevelt was really like the final straw. I mean, once that happened, that was really it. And that was the nail in the coffin.
The nail in the coffin was Vieques Island, was fucking people from the United States like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson Jr.
And
Hollywood actors going to the Vieques bombing range and camping out, because they wanted it closed. Fuck. Those fuckers, you know your community is being taken advantage of when something happens that's news breaking in the town you live in, and within a day or two you've
Banco Popular was originally Bank of America.
Yeah, but listen, Milkman, I'm talking about something else. You know there's something, some shit going on when something newsworthy happens in your city, in your town, and Al Sharpton and Louis Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson Jr. showing up, getting involved and talking in your community as during the aftermath of it. They're carpetbaggers for sure. I mean,
dude, that's where you need to get autographs and shit, dude.
Yeah.
Phone numbers for the hotel. We can call them up, interview them, bring them on the Madhouse, introduce them to the audience.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Getting Jesse Jackson on here. Jesse Jackson,
Operation Push the shit out of your ass. I'm connecting some people, Milkman. I'm not going to be on for much
longer.
Bush.
All right, buddy. I'm going to be picking up.
I'm getting kind of tired.
Well, thanks for talking about it.
All right.
And thanks for telling me, because I've been concerned. Because, you know, I got family in Puerto Rico, too. And I know you got land and you have other financial holdings down there, and I thought it's like worthy of discussion for everybody that doesn't know.
Yeah, I do have land there, and I think about what I could do with it. I don't know. I'm thinking a resort, kind of like the one that I stayed at once.
Make it a madhouse plantation.
Not a resort.
Like playground.
Yeah, not a
like
resort. Not a resort.
It's
not
celebration
I'm gonna make
down there. And
yeah, I'm just saying I could make it like a little. I don't know. I could make something out of it. I could make something. That's my plan.
We could like. Yeah, you could make one side a grove, right? We could grow our own La Monte there, you know, our own Chiva.
A culo.
Make our own rum on the other side of the estate. Plant a whole plantation of pineapple slips, dude. You need to be a millionaire, man, the rest of your life.
Yeah, we'll make some rum pitojo, as we used to call it. Listen,
Madhouse pineapple.
All right, settle down, Milkman. Who's here? Dwight McClanahan, are you here?
Yes.
Good. Let's do some.
You making a nice fuck palace with the land?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Where you can go and fuck girls like the dead's wife before they get married, you know? That's where they hang out at. I got Indian restaurants in Australia, man. I don't have much, and I'm losing gas. Are you interested in that at all?
Sure.
Restaurant? Okay, good, buddy. Enigma, how you doing, man? Enigma.
Hey, buddy. Cooking rice, man.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, you got the Ambien?
Note. Calls to this organization are recorded and monitored for quality and training purposes.
Whatever. Is this Indian food? You gotta get that brown rice, Enigma, not that white rice.
I'm really cooking rice, though, by the way.
Good. The brown rice next time, alright? Because it's better for you. It has a higher glycemic index, buddy. It takes longer to turn into shit in the ass. It takes, it's harder, so it comes out more.
I always get Chinese food. I always get the fried rice instead of the white. It seems whiter to me for some reason.
What, chicken fried rice?
Yeah, like my Chinese food. It doesn't seem as heavy on the stomach.
Steamed rice. Well, because they make it real sticky. That's the thing. They make their steamed rice very sticky. Yeah. Puerto Ricans do that stuff.
Please note,
we use a lot of oil.
This organization are recorded
Even
and
are
monitored
like,
for quality and training purposes.
Fucking love rice, though.
That's my shit. I'm on mute, but let me know if you hear it.
Yeah. I'm in it. Yeah, it's just great. And I ate fried rice just like during the week, like 6 days out of 7, probably growing up. And that's how ubiquitous it was, rice and beans and a meat. Rice and beans and a meat. Fridays, we always either had Subway or Little Caesar's pizza, for the most part. Or some other pizza delivery. Fridays was our cool, you know.
Yeah, I had that Little Caesar for one time for the whole summer. Never again.
It was still kind of good back then.
Like
we're talking 90s, but it was still all right. It was still cool. And I was always Pepsi back then. And then I switched to Coke later on in high school. I was like, fuck that. cooks better than me. And I was always a Nintendo, never Sega Genesis, always NES.
Please note, calls to this organization are recorded and monitored for quality and training purposes.
The graphics were mostly, for the most part, inferior, and the sound was definitely inferior.
Yeah, they were both good, but I like Sega a lot better.
I'm sure they were fun games, and I've heard of them, but nothing like on SNES. I thought Nintendo won the 16-bit war clearly. They fell behind at the beginning. They fell behind for 2 years. They were behind, but they caught up. By the time Mortal Kombat 2 came out in 1995, they caught up. But I think that's the last console they took seriously. The N64 was a bumblefuck from the beginning. And after that, GameCube, Wii. It hasn't been good for the Wii. You know?
Please note, calls to this organization.
What am I doing? Why are we holding so long?
And
Jesus.
You ever play GameCube?
Yeah, I owned a GameCube, you know. I got it, and all we did on it was I bought like all the Mario parties for it, and we played that a few times, me and my wife, and we'd have guests over. Like, instead of doing board games, hey, we'll do Mario Party. And then I had Smash Brothers for it. That's it. I didn't buy anything else for the GameCube. I didn't find any other use, nothing else. None of the games compelled me. And I know there was a decent Zelda game. I still have the GameCube. I never ended up selling it. I just brought it with me. I mean, I think... Well, there was a decent Zelda game, a decent couple of Metroid games. And
there was a football game for that we used to fucking play all the time. My friends always gave me the controller and kickoffs because I would return that motherfucker every time on the computer.
Oh, shit.
They're like, oh, give it to him. And I'd do like a fucking reverse and just go up the sideline. I'm like, that's right, computer.
Yeah. Fuck that computer.
I actually never played the GameCube.
Yeah, you didn't miss much, to be honest with you. Smash Brothers is really fun on that. That was the second Smash Brothers, I believe. That was the first that got really good. The first N64 one was fun. I mean, we played the shit out of that in my apartment, in my college apartment. We had some fun four-player Smash Brothers, man. And we used to do four-player Mario Kart, N64 Mario Kart. Shit. And then GoldenEye.
Yeah, damn. GoldenEye and Turok were my shit.
Yeah. Turok was a little buggy. And it had no multiplayer, unfortunately. That was a big loss. But yeah, dude, us... We did those three. Mario Kart was the beginning because that came out first. I remember. Then we got into GoldenEye and Smash Brothers around the same time. I remember. Yeah, we had a lot of fun playing that shit. And then Perfect Dark. We played Perfect Dark for a while. We didn't get as into it because like other systems were out. But Perfect Dark was kind of fun too. It was kind of like a sequel. Not really. It was a successor, let's say, to GoldenEye. Yeah. All right, am I done? Yes.
Good times, man. Good times.
Good times, good times. Yeah, good times. Here's the number that says, please contact me. My first name is on the ID. What is this? Oh, this is long. Hang on. I was... my wallet was lost. Black. All right, someone lost a Rebel Flag wallet. Okay. And the name is Justin. Dwight, are you still on?
Yes.
For this. Okay, so Justin lost a Rebel Flag. And you know what? How about I copy-paste this shit? Shit. It might be more appropriate. Did I add Llama in here? Did he get in?
Mm-hmm.
Did I not add him? Because he gave me numbers. I hate to not add him. And we're doing, you know, shit. He's helping us out. We're like, oh, the fucking Llama, you know?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
The fucking Llama, give us numbers and we don't include them. All right, you get read that shit, Milkman. Dwight, read that shit. We'll call it. It's Madhouse Radio. Yeah. Where do I do that? Yeah, over here.
So I can
make
the phone. Just leave your name and I'll get back.
Right.
Tell me what to do, bitch.
Never tell me what to do. Call him back. saw these video prankers this week where, like, the guy goes up to people and is like, hey, do you know how to get to the Starbucks from here? Yeah, you go this way, you go this way. Yo, don't ever tell me what to do.
Oh, I've seen that one. So that was funny.
I like watching. You ever watch the Twins TV prank calls or the video pranks?
Twins TV?
Yeah, they go around and do, like, it's basically like in life. Pranks like how to win a fight in the hood, and they were walking up to these black dudes and wanting to fight them, and like, come on man, let's fucking go, and like the black guys are, ah, motherfucker, they fucking pull down their pants, they're wearing like a fucking thong, it's like, come on motherfucker, and the fucking black dudes every time would just take off running.
That's the best way to get out of it, just pull your pants down.
Yeah, that's what they were fucking just chasing them off. Come on motherfucker. They would take off running every time. And then there was one other one where they were walking past some black people, and the guy's just like, "What up, my neighbor?"
And I've seen like, that. Yeah, that was that was Roman Atwood.
He called him the N-word.
I think that was Roman Atwood, but yeah, that's funny. He's like, "What's up, my neighbor?" They're like, "What?" Every time, they're like, "What?" He's like, "My neighbor. I just moved in the neighbor. Yeah, I'm just a neighbor." Yeah. And Dave Chappelle has when he had one joke he talked about. You know, being afraid to fight white people because you get in a fight with one and, like, he just, like, he punches his dick, you know, to intimidate you. He's like, doo-doo-doo. Like, he was holding the microphone down by his dick and he keep punching it. He's like, yeah, come on, motherfuckers. Like, doo-doo-doo. You know, black people like, damn, man, all right. This is cool. He's like, this motherfucker's crazy. He's hitting his dick.
That's awesome.
I forget which stand-up it is. It's the Dave Chappelle stand-up where he has a Muhammad Ali yellow Muhammad Ali t-shirt on it, but I don't remember which one it was. Not sure. It wasn't Killing Him Softly.
Killing Him Softly was a good one.
That was like Chris Rock, or was that him?
Oh, that was Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
He's talking about the baby selling weed and shit on the corner out in the ghetto that he got taken to in the limo.
Yeah, selling weed, nigga. Hey, baby, what are you doing out here?
He went to the club and the baby was crawling onto some woman's fucking hooch. And yeah. So, oh, shit, the baby's like, I got in the club.
All right. Here's a number that says, hey guys, if someone finds a black rebel flag wallet that has an ID in it with the first name Justin, this is a different number, it looks like, for the same guy. So we'll try it. Thank you, Llama, for this.
Llama Dickerlane.
All circuits are busy now.
Oh, I messed it up.
Fucking busy circuits.
Your circuits are
busy. Johnny Five, alive.
Where's everyone? No one wants to be on? Everyone's scared? Chicken? To come on tonight. I had many people.
I see a bunch hanging out listening to the show.
I'm gonna have to add Major Chaos.
Hello.
Hey, I'm looking for Justin.
He's not here right now.
Oh, I found this wallet and it had it said Justin on it, and I looked up, I did reverse look up on the white pages, and they said that I could find him at this address or this phone number.
She hung up. I'm calling back.
Oh, that bitch. She's not here and hangs up.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi.
Hey. What's up? Hey.
Not much. Chicken butt.
Hey, guy.
Hello.
Yeah, looking for Justin.
Yeah, you're fucking talking to him.
Dude, what's the attitude? I found your wallet. I'm calling you.
Because look, dude, you done pissed me off. Now,
how'd I piss you off?
I fucking live. Why don't you drive your faggot ass over here? And you want to sit here and you want to talk shit to my old lady? You want to sit here and you want to run your fucking mouth? I said,
fuck you know shit. I said I found you know your wallet, and she said you weren't there.
It don't fucking matter. Well, I've got my wallet, bro.
Listen, you redneck motherfucker. I don't have to take this from you.
Listen to me, motherfucker. You drive your ass over here, bitch. Because I'll show you what an ass dolphin is, bro. Come on over.
Okay, what, are you going to beat your wife? Because you're not going to kick my ass.
Oh, bullshit, homie. Come on over here. I'll show you what an ass beating is.
You'll swing at me. You'll hurt my ankle, your ankle. You'll be like, oh, I'm hurt. And then I'll fuck your girl, and it'll be all over.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll fuck my girl. Brother, look, I'm telling you. Let me find out where your bitch ass is, because I'll snap your fucking neck quicker than fuck.
You want to meet at the Walmart?
Without a second thought. Huh?
Want to meet at the Walmart?
No, I ain't gonna meet your ass at Walmart. Step your foot on my fucking property, bitch.
See? Look at that. Come skirt. Here. You're skirt. Don't
come
be skirt.
Come up here, homie. If you're not such, I mean, if you're such a scary,
I might be mistaken. You keep calling me homie. Are you black?
You're a bitch, bro. You're nothing but a bitch. If you want to sit here and keep hassling my old lady and keep hassling me, bro, you want
to. I've never talked to your old lady except for right now, so you can shut the fuck up.
I ain't meeting you in a fucking public place, bitch. Come on over here.
What's that do you claim?
Listen to me. You and your black, gay, fucking faggot, motherfucking queer, bait, ass sucking, butt fucking queers want to sit here and you want to hassle my fucking wife and hassle my family, bud. Come on over here. I'll show you what an ass beat is.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Do you know where I live?
I do.
Get your ass over here, homeboy.
Quit calling me homeboy and homie and dog. I don't do that bro shit.
Then get your ass here then, bitch.
Where you want to meet?
I'm itching for a fight, homie. Come on.
Yeah? Tired of beating your wife?
Beating my wife, bitch. I'll show you what beating my wife is.
I talked to her. She said you beat the fuck out of her all the time.
Because guess what? I'm going to beat you like the wife and the little bitch that you are. And then I'm going to marry your fucking ass after that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get you a spoon so you could eat my asshole.
Yeah, you're funny, motherfucker.
I know. That's why I do this.
Come on over here. I'm not joking. Come over here because I
want
to show
you. All right. What, you want me to bring the pizza? Homie? You got the beer? We'll fucking do this. We'll make it an event.
Yeah, let's get your ass here, bro. You know where I live. Come on.
Yeah. What trailer do you live in again?
Your faggot ass, motherfucker.
What trailer are you in?
Too much of a little bitch, bro, to show up to my front door. Show up to my front door, homie, and I'll show you what an ass stomping is.
Okay, what's the secret
all
knock?
All you want to do is run your fucking mouth like a little bitch that you are.
Yeah, well, you said you want to marry me. I want to ring first.
You're a real fucking man, homie. You want to run your fucking mouth. Back your word, home. Because you ain't going to back your word. Because you're nothing but a little bitch.
Are you a virgin?
Nothing but a little fucking bitch. You know what? You're a true definition of what bitches are, homie. You want to stay here. You want to say that I'm a wife beater, bro. You want to sit here and say I beat my wife, bro? Come on up here and I'll show you what I mean beating ain't done.
Homie,
I'm not
bro.
Joking. Man, I ain't no seeing, fucking joke,
you
bro.
Saying, you want the here. Definition? Bitch is a female dog, wolf, fox, or otter. Express displeasure, grumble. They bitch about everything. See, that's the true definition.
Well, get your ass up here, bud. I'm not joking.
Come up here. I want to be at the Walmart. I got to go shopping. I don't have time to go by a bigger place.
Because you're a queer, bro. You're
no, because I have a reputation. I can't step foot in a trailer. They'll think bad
what?
Of me.
Suck another that black boyfriend of yours, dick. What?
No.
You take it a little deep and hard for him, too? That's all
probably.
You do, bro, is you run your mouth like a little bitch. And a true definition of bitch is you, homie.
I'm not a dog, wolf, or fox, so that can't be true.
Get your ass here, bud. No joke.
Why is your wife itching for a dick? She was like, oh, fuck, I need a big dick.
Yeah, you're fucking hilarious, bro. But dude, look. You're
why are you
going to
cry? What's
dude?
The matter?
You're fucking hilarious, bud. Come
what's
on,
the matter with you?
On. I know what's the matter with me. You're pissing me the fuck off.
But all I wanted to do is give you your wallet back. This must be someone else's wallet.
Show up to my front door. Show up to my front door. See, your definition of what we call bitches, bro. You want
to
run your mouth.
Well, then you need to go back to school because you don't have the right definition. You're wrong.
And that's what the truth is, bro.
No, no, my friend Enigma, he's going to talk to you.
You're a scared little nigga, bro.
You don't say that here.
I'm going to smack your fucking
that's racist.
Out your mouth, bud. I don't give a flying fuck. Tell your fucking nigger friend to come his fucking ass up here, too.
That's not nice. You're a racist, sir. And I'm pretty sure that your wife
fuck.
Has taken many black penises in her lifetime.
Yeah, we're going to run a train
I'll
on her, too.
I'll show you what an ass whooping is. Come on up here, dude.
You keep
I'm
saying
telling,
that.
What,
I don't want you to beat your wife. That's
fight.
Domestic violence. You go to jail for that.
You're nothing but a bitch, homie. You're nothing but a bitch. You want to send me run your mouth?
Your vocabulary is like the biggest fucking thing I've ever seen. Does it fucking expansive?
Live,
look at that.
Let
homie and bitch and wife. That's about all you got.
Give me your address. Give me your fucking address.
I told you I'm going to be at the Walmart in 20 minutes. I got some shopping to do.
Walmart where?
You know where the Walmart is. You fucking acting ignorant.
No, there's plenty of fucking Walmarts, jackass. There's one in Logan. There's one in fucking Thanesville. There's one in fucking
yeah. It's the one
bro.
Closest to you, dummy.
Oh, so Zanesville.
Yep.
So you want me to waste my gas to go to Zanesville?
Well, that's where I'm going. I got to get some dog food. I got to do some grocery shopping.
I'm glad.
I need to get some rubbers because I'm going to be fucking your girl, and I think she has AIDS.
You ain't nothing but a bitch. Bitch.
Hey, we're going to run that train on her.
Bitch. Dude, I'm going to fuck you just like I'm going to fuck your old lady, bro.
Well, that's funny because my old lady's your old lady. And also, my baloney has a first name. It's OSCAR. Why do you keep saying that? It's not nice. I haven't said it to you. Hello? I think he's beating his wife.
I think so. It got all quiet. What?
Who's this? Who am I talking to?
This is Larry.
Larry who?
Larry Cummings.
What's the daughter for?
What? I can't hear you. You're cutting out. Obama phone doesn't get good reception for you.
I say we got a problem.
Well, who is this now?
You've been calling my daughter Rashner.
I have not. I've spoke to your daughter once. I said I'm looking for Justin, and she hung up.
So what's going on?
I'm trying to return a wallet to Justin, and he's being an asshole.
So can you drop it at the post office or something and be a man?
Well, I can. I mean, I was trying to make contact to let him know that I found it, and he went off the deep end. I mean, if you want, I'll put it in a nice envelope. I'll send it to the address, and we could be done with it. I was just letting him know this is the first time I've called, and he's going crazy. He thinks I'm somebody else.
All right. Well, I just got off of work, and I came in, and everybody's hollering on the phone.
I don't know. Like, literally, your daughter picked up, and I said, "Yeah, I'm looking for Justin," and she said, "He's not here," and hung up. And, you know, I thought it was weird because I did a search, and I was like, well, it says this is plays through his phone number. So I called back, and he answered, and he started flying off the handle. He kept calling me the N-word and wanting to fight.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I ain't nothing like that. I just heard, you've heard what I heard when I walked in.
I don't know, anger management or something, but I'll send it back to him. I'll do it priority, like, one overnight, and he'll have it, like, the next day. No, probably on Tuesday, though, because I can't send it till on Monday.
I'm so sorry. I could just meet you somewhere if it'd help. I can.
Yeah, well, I was telling him I was going to the Walmart, and I said, you want to meet me over there? He wanted to fight, though. I was just wanted to return a wallet. And I said, you meet me over there? And I was like, I got to get some dog food and stuff. And he was going crazy.
I don't think I can make it tonight, but can I meet you somewhere tomorrow or something afterwards?
Do you like want to meet over there? I work over by there. I work for Hunter and Associates. It's a law firm, and I'm right by the Walmart and over by there. And I could meet you on like my lunch hour.
I work at McConnellsville at 6 o'clock, so it's kind of late.
Oh, okay.
But any time after that, I could.
Okay, no, that's fine because I work until 7 on Mondays. So I could probably meet you over about that time.
All right. They got your number on caller ID or?
Yeah, they should. I mean, he kept yelling, come to my address and stuff like that. I mean, but yeah, the number on the caller ID is a good number to make contact with.
Okay. Well, I didn't see none of that. I just picked up the phone when.
I was kind of surprised he was sitting there just yelling up a storm. I mean, just because, you know, I've been taking your daughter 6 inches deep for a while, I don't know why he's upset.
Well, I appreciate you finding the wallet anyway, even though it's not my issue. But
oh, no problem. No problem. Just let your daughter know that I'll be over later so we can have the sex.
Let's not go there.
What, you want to watch?
What's that?
You want to watch?
I have to walk back up here towards the garden. My phone's breaking up.
Okay.
Can you repeat that again? I couldn't hardly hear you too good.
Yeah, no, I said I got to get a new watch. But you should tell that guy, you should tell him that he shouldn't fly off the handle like that.
Well, you know how family is. You can't.
I know. You know, he's upset because I told him that I was fucking your daughter and stuff, and he's upset. But I told him I used a rubber, and so it's not like, you know, diseases or anything.
Well, let's not talk about that if you don't mind.
Okay, you want to watch?
Yeah, you're going to have a problem with me if you keep running your mouth.
I'm not running my mouth. I'm stating facts. You know, I'm like, you know, she was, I got recording. I'm like, oh, yeah, oh. And she's like, oh. She's on like a banshee. I think she's pregnant, too.
So you are a troublemaker, huh?
No. I found the wallet. I paid some guy, a gay black man, found it. He didn't want it because it had rebel flag on it. Said he found it at the glory hole.
All right, you call one more time. We're going to press charges on this number.
What'd the number do to you?
You understood?
Yeah, but what'd the number do to you? You going to put the number in jail?
It's your mouth.
You going to call the phone police?
You're a big, big man, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. In all the right places.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it.
Ask your daughter.
You're the man.
I am the man. Thank you.
Yeah.
Obviously. We'll meet tomorrow, obviously, like 7 o'clock at the Walmart, and I'll give you a wallet.
Or I could meet you now if you wanted to meet.
But you say you couldn't meet it. You couldn't meet tonight. You couldn't make it tonight. Yeah. You had no gas. You were low on gas, and you don't get food stamps and public assistance until tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what you're on for, a free phone, so you can waste taxpayers' dollars.
Mm-hmm. Sounds and lots of kids. Right, I pop out lots of kids, and I get more money each time.
Yeah, I'm sure. You don't do that, sir. I can tell that by your voice. There ain't no man in you.
Well, there's about to be a man in your daughter. His name is Larry.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. His name's Larry Cummings. You don't want to know how I got that name.
Yeah, I'm sure. From Larry.
Mm-hmm. That don't make any sense. Obvious. My name is Larry. How's it feel to know you're going to be a grandpa?
You sure are the man.
Thank you.
I don't think we have anything else to talk about.
Yeah, pretty much. Everything's been said. But I'm going to let you go. You can write my name down if you want. I'm Larry the Labia Killer.
Yeah.
I murder pussy for a living.
Are you still there, sir?
Yep, just waiting on you.
Oh, don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the messaging service. The person you're calling is not available. Please.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, now they're both gone. He's like, probably
what the fuck was that?
I don't know. That was weird. That was fun, but weird.
I don't know why he started yelling unless Llama had been calling him or something.
I think so, because Llama passed it on to me. I think he might have. It was so weird how this guy just shows up.
Welcome to voicemail.
I gotta call Milkman back. Whoops. I broke the arrangement. I'm just calling Muhammad's also, okay? Muhammad's? Cool with that?
Muhammad?
Muhammad. Hey, Milkman. Milkman Muhammad. There's a jazz butt in England. Nice. J-A-S butt. Take it forever. Fuck that. Here's the next Muhammad. Not found. What do you mean? Oh, yeah. I know why.
All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
Yeah, I know why. I got it.
Hey, what happened?
That's my fault. I'm not dialing it. Starting. I'm cold. Hello? Hello? Hello, is anyone there? Hello, 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 hello.
Hello?
Hey, Milkman. Let me try him again.
Oh, my bad. I thought you were talking to me.
No, no. I was, No, were you still? Yeah, it's busy. They picked up the phone and left it off the hook, guys. It's okay. It's not anyone's fault. It's nobody's fault. I keep craving mashed potatoes with, like, caramelized onions in the middle of them with a lot of butter. I can make them. I've got all the stuff to make them. I've got milk, potatoes, I have onions, I have caramel.
Caramel gravy too, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I remember in school, I hated lunch food, but they had the best fucking mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah, school mashed potatoes were good. Did you like school tater tots ever? I was into those too.
Yeah, those are pretty legit. Their pizza was too for, in like elementary and then like towards middle school, is kind of shit.
Yeah, our pizza just became
sausage
cheese
gravy.
Bread.
Where it's at, man.
Oh yeah, like legit pizza.
Yeah. We actually had a Papa John's pizza was selling at our place in our school. We had a new high school. My freshman year, no, it was in the old school. But when the new school opened, they had a Taco Bell inside. Taco Bell slash Pizza Hut was running. Inside, it was kind of cool, and then they were gonna bring in Burger King, but negotiation broke down at the last minute, and Burger King pulled out.
Burger King's the bomb.
Yeah, so they kept. It was gonna be Chick-fil-A for a while, and then Checkers.
Did they remove all that shit from schools now?
I think they don't have anymore. Yeah, they now.
Yeah, they definitely removed soda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check this story out, Carlito. I know you probably don't know who this guy is, but he's one of the WWE wrestlers, Titus O'Neil. It says one day, I think it was like Friday or something, he took a couple homeless guys out to lunch or dinner or something. Mm-hmm. And I would describe the place as almost like a fucking Applebee's, really.
Okay.
From the picture I see. And I guess the manager was like real distant and like didn't want to give him very good service. So he turned around like the next fucking night and he brought a much bigger group of homeless people with him.
Nice.
of like 15 of them.
That's pretty good.
And I guess they were like a lot better serving them.
Yeah.
And stuff, but like he was like, you guys want to be like assholes, they're yeah. humans too. Yeah. Motherfucker. So he brought in even more.
As long as, I mean, you gotta shower him first, right? Get him some good clothes and then come
It don't look like he did.
Oh, so that's not cool, cause they smell like pee pee and it's not their fault.
Nick with the shower cap.
But they smell like piss. Yeah.
So there's an awesome guy that like he looks like he's in a wheelchair and stuff, and like he's got a blue mohawk and stuff. He's sitting at the end of the table, like that dude rules.
Jazz Butt, J-A-S Butt. Anybody want to talk to Butt? Gilmore, you want to talk to Butt?
To who?
I got a guy last name Butt in England. First name.
Are they related to Harry Butt? Any relation?
It might be. First name of Jazz.
You saw that shit with Jared too.
What happened with him lately? And rest in peace, Roddy.
They're subpoenaing his text messages, and it looks like text messages suggest that he had sex with a 16-year-old girl.
Oh.
Oh.
And like when he was doing like his Subway shit and going to middle schools and stuff, telling people to eat right. Like he was making comments like middle school girls are hot and shit like that.
Hello? Hello? Hello, Mr. Butt. Oh, hey, there you are. Go ahead, Gilmore. I'm sorry.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Butt.
Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Gilmore. I'm with the Royal Wheelie Bin Service. Are you in your home right now?
Why are you calling me?
There seems to be a animal, and he is inside your wheelie bin. I want to ask you to go outside and make sure the animal gets out safely. It seems to be an antelope. It escaped from the local zoo, and we need you to go get it out because I'm definitely not the man for the job. I'm just sitting here watching it freak out, and it's kind of just stuck in there.
I'm sorry, bud. We'll call him back, bud. Don't worry.
Push it.
Oh.
Mr. Butt.
He slammed the phone down.
More like Mr. Asshole.
Yeah.
I think you should call it Mr. Nunu, not Mr. Butt. Mr. Nunu.
So, Gilmore, congratulations on your new movie.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I was looking at trailers on IMDb, and there was one about being a child soldier.
Oh.
I was like, oh, it's Gilmore. All right, Gilmumbo. Okay. In Africa.
Yeah. Hey, we got alcohol massage service in Hong Kong. Anyone want to get a nice handy? Yeah. Do it.
Foot job.
Foot pussy time. Gilmore, you want to try again since the last one was kind of a burst?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Body massage. Jared Fogle puts new meaning to the word eating fresh, to the term eating. Jared eats fresh. He sure does. Fresh off the umbilical cord, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, no massage yet. We'll call the next one. We got a room. 3 flat A 4F. Okay. Fook Q Mansion at Cameron Road in Hong Kong. Excellent. Yeah, I can work with that. Sorry, guys. I'm just trying to get reorganized here. I had it in front of me and I lost it. Never mind that, because I can't find it now. Here's a different alcohol massage service in Hong Kong. Thank you. I'm becoming very, very bored with my show.
Don't say that.
Not that it's your guys' fault. But tonight, I've had a run. Oh, busy. Here's another one who will do aromatherapy. Connecting.
Dear God, no, they're making another Zoolander.
A third one?
Second one?
Yeah, second one's been... That's been done filmed. I think it comes out this summer, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was just looking through the Yahoo stories. I was like, another one?
Yeah, they must be trying to start to drum up press for it. It must be in the next week or two.
Yeah, they're putting the teaser trailer out.
Maybe it's not coming out that early if it's a teaser then. But I've heard of it, yeah.
That Jurassic World movie was pretty good.
Did you really?
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, you do alcohol massage?
Hello.
You do?
Hello.
Hi, do you do alcohol massage, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put you through with Gilmore. He just turned 18. He's super excited. Yeah.
Hey, I'm real interested in some therapeutic activities. Hello?
Damn it!
What the fuck?
Oh, man, we struck out tonight. We struck out with those. That one was in McCall, actually. McCall.
What? McCall?
McCall. I believe that's McCall. Becoming a very big, like, it's become the Las Vegas of the Orient this year.
Oh.
But, like, with the splash of Dubai in there, you know? Like make it big. Yeah. Okay. I think I'm going to wrap it up, guys. I'm tired.
Oh, that's how you be safe and protected and no STDs and no babies. You wrap it up.
I'm going to wrap it up twice. Put two condoms on. You know where that bitch has been. I want to thank everyone for joining. Gilmore, I'm glad you got a prank call in. Greenbee, I didn't even hear you, man.
Sorry.
It's alright. It's alright, buddy. It's good having you on. We'll get together on GTA 5 or... whatever the next game is, we'll do something soon. We have to. Maybe just me and you will play Green Bee. I don't know. We'll get General Awesome in on it. You know, he loves playing too. I was telling him we should. I'm starting to spread the word that we should get together a few, you know, GTA 5, you know, one last time for a few hours or something. He was like, yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, Green Bee, then, I guess. Gilmore, thanks again. I saw you saw it. You did a recent show, right?
Yeah, excellent. It was okay.
Good, Gilmore.
God, I should fucking know better than to click on any George links.
I'm going to move you out of other shows, then. If you think you're going to be every once in a while always doing a show, you think? I'll move you from on the website from the other show section back to the show section.
Yay.
I wanted to mention, I think these are set up, but you can now go to prankcallnation.com/Dwight, for example. To get to Dwight's page, restructure page with all the links you need to get Dwight's podcast. Dwight, we got to talk, but I wanted to get you on iTunes if you're okay with it, so people can listen to just Dwight on iTunes. You know, help you grow a little faster. Your following. I would love for us to all have even like our own little followings and it all together. That's how we're gonna work. Some people like Dwight show more than this person and that person. Anyway, so yeah, I know that you can go to prankcallnation.com/, well, like for Matt, you can go to /partytime, and you'll get to the Party Time show. /drunkdial gets you to Llama's page. /PTNH for Phone Thugs in Harmony will get you to Mistress Morgan's page and everyone's YouTube. So like Dwight on your page, your YouTube on its own is there for everyone to see all your YouTube links, how to subscribe to you, how to get you, all your Facebook, everything's all there for everybody. So
nice.
That's the way we worked it out. And I'm just trying to say, hey everyone, just been a few little changes trying to give the show pages a little more structure, so check those out. Okay. And welcome to Macron. He didn't join us tonight, but Macron, welcome to the network, our latest talent, our latest prank caller. I think we're going to have to... we got to do a meeting. We got a lot of new people, right? And a lot of things that have changed and gone on. So we really need to get a meeting going on maybe this Saturday coming up or something. So we'll spread the word. Okay, I'll stop taking your time. Milkman's going to take us out of here. Goodbye, Skypers. Goodbye, Dwight. Enigma, also.
Sexual healing.
Bye. Yeah. Love you.
Bye.
Milkman, are you here? Milkman? Get off mute, Milkman. Milkman in the house.
another 5 minutes here. I got to go.
All right, I can shoot the shit for some 5 minutes. Sure, no problem. I don't know what to shoot the shit about, but we can try to find something. Yeah, so I did say Macron. I think Macron's going to be taking the Monday night slot. He's interested in that, which would give us a show every day of the week. You got Macron on Mondays, Dwight on Tuesdays, Wednesdays are Neon, Thursdays we have Jag TV and Sloth when he decides to come back. I got confirmation Sloth is coming back this week. Thursday is finally coming back, everyone. So big round of applause for Big Sloth. Welcome back. Welcome back from vacation. We got all the numbers you need. We're going to help you out. Get back into the groove like you were never gone. G-Ad on Fridays, Dwight on Saturdays, and then I'm back here again on Sunday. Milkman, how are we doing? Still need some more time? Some more bullshit? I got tons of stuff I can talk about. You can donate your account at prankcallnation.com, by the way. If you go to Prank PCN's website, on the right-hand side down the page, you see donate your account. I've never really talked about that. But I will only send out one PCN tweet or one message a day maximum. To be honest with you, we haven't even sent any messages out yet. But when we're having a big show, this gives us the ability to send a message that you will reply or share. Like if you're on Facebook, you will share it for us automatically. If you're on Twitter, you will retweet it for us and share it automatically. We'll never do more than one a day, and if I ever start really using it, it'll be like if there's a really big show going on or something really major happens, like an announcement we want everyone to know, we do that to get a lot of people up on it, you know. That may be then. Like, I could see, like, when the Thanksgiving marathon this year kicks off, we'll probably use it to really get everyone listening. Anyway, so you can donate your account. We don't get any information off of it. We don't get any money. We don't sell your information. It's simply, you can, when you get to the page, it explains it all. It's used by many different podcasts out there and comedians and hosts and stuff like that. Just a way of helping us out. We could use that. Thank you. And of course, Patreon, patreon.com/prankcallnation, where you can make us support the nation. And our increased efforts to continue the quality of our website, show, and services to you. So yes, I've made some changes to the website this week. If you have any feedback, if you think anything could be removed that's confusing, or anything added upon, or anything that's missing, let me know. Just drop me a WhatsApp on Facebook chat. You can hit me up in our IRC chat room. There's many ways to get a hold of me, or if you can get a hold of one of the staff members, you know who they are. You can do it that way. Milkman, are you back yet? I'm tired of talking. Milkman, please stop. Let me stop, please. You're still on mute, sir. Stop, please. I'm playing myself on Mixler. I could play a prank call. While we wait for you to come back, I guess. Let's see what I got. See if I have anything that's good. I could do a prank call. Yeah, I could do a prank call. Mr. Easel. Mr. Easel says I could do a prank call. Okay. All right, let's try to call the last number we called, the massage parlor, massage girl, who picked up and, like, kind of hung up real quick. Are you back yet, Milkman? Are you done? Hurry up. Just kick them out of the car. Tell them that they're far enough. Tell them you got to take a shit and it's the end of your shift. You got to go and drop them off. Right now. Or do a big fart. Be like, oh, a big fart. And pull out your dick. Say, oh, I can't stop masturbating. Get out. Here, I'll stop real quick. Get out.
你刚才所打的澳门电信流动电话号码暂时未能接通，请稍后再试。
Shut up, speak English. Alright, that didn't work. Here's a place called Monkey Mania in Australia. Monkey Mania. Milkman forcing me to do prank calls and shit when I don't want to. Oh?
You have reached the message bank of 029.
Here is a monkey puzzle toy store. Someone was looking at monkeys, huh? Silly lonesome loser. I see what you're doing. Milkman, are you back yet? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll do this. Call ended by remote. Alright, Milkman, take us out of here, man. I want to go.
Yeah, I'll do about 12 hours.
What? Are you still wrapping up? Oh, shit. He's still wrapping it up. Alright, here's a Pandarma Port Hotel in Turkey. Why not?
Nice talking with you guys. Have a nice evening. Cheers. Bye-bye. Got everything, right?
Yes.
Good night.
You got your pussies? Your nice little pussies.
Alright, now we're done.
Now I'm doing the call.
All right, pizza.
Now we're calling Turkey.
Okay,
hey, you stupid woman. Calling the hotel, right?
Hello?
Yeah, I don't like to talk to the stupid woman. Why does she pick up the phone?
Can you say slow, please?
I don't like to talk to stupid woman on phone.
Okay.
I don't like stupid woman talking on phone, business to man. You know?
Yeah, yes. True, yes.
It's for woman, man and man only speaking, right?
Gandu man.
Okay. Listen, I would like to get when I get a room there, can I kiss the man in the bed?
Only single room?
Yeah, but I want to kiss. I want kissing one man, kissing and loving one man and another man.
Mm.
I want one room. One
okay.
One bed. Two.
Okay, one bed.
Two men.
Yeah. Okay.
For sex. Sexy sex.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what is sex?
Yeah, no problem.
Do you know what is sex? Tell me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What is sex?
I'll make sexy.
Tell me how the man makes sex. You know, the man kisses the man.
One bed, two men. Okay.
For homosexual, you know.
Yes.
Okay. And it's not a problem.
No problem for us. Mm-hmm.
You don't tell anybody. Okay, hey, can you bring your mother, your mother Sharmuta up here?
Okay, no problem for us.
Can you bring your mother Sharmuta also?
When is your date for come to hotel?
Thursday.
Thursday, no.
And Sharmuta.
Tomorrow morning.
Olmec Sharmuta?
No.
Yes.
Tomorrow, you check in and another day check out. Yes?
Olmec Sharmuta.
Sharmuta ne?
Olmec Inta Sharmuta.
What is Sharmuta?
Sharmuta is a whore. A prostitute. And then Olmec is your mother, you know?
I didn't understand. Sharmuta.
Your mother is a prostitute, I say. Do you know what that means? Huh?
I didn't understand.
Do you have lovely mother? Hello?
My name for Tick Tick.
You have lovely mother?
Yes.
Okay. Your mother is a prostitute. You know what prostitute is?
Prostitute?
Yeah.
Not Mary.
Your mother. Prostitute your mother. How many fathers you have? Like five? Five fathers you have? Five father?
I didn't understand. When did you come to hotel? We can do reservation for you.
And I kiss you. Okay? I make love to you. I kissing you. I put you in the bed with me. I touch you. Okay?
You kiss your chocha.
I touch you in your private parts, your sexual organs, okay?
No, I didn't understand you.
I like your sexual organs. Sexual organs.
Masturbate, massage.
Sexual organs.
Okay. Okay.
All
right, bye. I'm tired. I'm going to sleep, okay, fucker? Bye, Sharmuta. Milkman, take us out of here. Milkman, take us out of here. Yeah, Milkman.
Oh, my goodness. What a doozy.
Yeah.
That's a funny shit, boy. Yes, Hermano, you packed me up, man. You went Puerto Rican on my ass tonight, man. I didn't expect that. That was very, very, very humorous. Here you have another action-packed installment of The Madhouse, everybody. That's right. We love you all. Our friends over there. In the madhouse, 8.6 in the mouth, and I want everybody to hold their fist high for the numbers hit, man. Oh, yeah, love the movie. Thank you. Welcome back, brother. Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for stopping in. That's right, the most interactive show you can find right on the internet. Every week we do this for you. We drop the dime. Give us time, bring a friend. Well, better yet, you can bring your enemies, because they're going to be welcome right in the madhouse with that Generalissimo of the madhouse. How can we do it without you, my brother? We're saving lives one call at a time, my brother.
You couldn't do it without me. You can't. You can't do shit without me.
You bastard.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? And I'm available through the weekdays now for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't get a chance to tell you that on our conference call that we didn't have last week. All this previous week I've been available, too.
Oh, fucking shit. Let's do a daytime show. Let's do a daytime show.
I can come and fuck up the shows during the day,
We'll do a daytime show. Yay, buddy.
So let me know, dude, because I'm down, man. I'm available.
All right, well, I'm going to go. I will talk to you soon. This show's over, okay?
All right, Masturbate, horse sisters, Nita, El Barco, de la Madre.
All right, horse, shut up. See you guys next week. Thank you. Next week, I'll be here. Yeah.
We love you.
Heroísmo de una revolución. No los queremos, no los necesitamos.